Pirates of the Caribbean, the Admiralschist.
What the fuck?
Welcome to The Walt Vault with Andre,
Michelle,
Emily,
and Luis.
We are a family-friendly podcast where each and every week we watch and review a different Disney movie. Be sure to subscribe on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Walt Vault, episode 145.
It was 145.
145, that's
incorrect
the
accent.
What accent were we
145.
Doing? 145.
145.
This week.
Get it there, 145.
We are talking about the 2006 live-action Disney movie based on a ride, Pirates of the Caribbean.
At this point, it's not really based on a ride.
Dead Man's Chest.
Truthfully, 2006?
2006.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it does not feel that old.
Back in the day.
I just have to ask.
Back in the day.
I have to make a comment that Andre listened to episode 20. Was it episode 20?
Episode 20.
Where we did the first Pirates of the Caribbean, mm-hmm. Curse of the Black Pearl, in preparation for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that I was being absolutely ridiculous and was talking about this movie.
Michelle,
I was like,
could not.
Well, this happens.
Could yeah. not stop spoiling the first and second and third and fourth
and fifth
movie. It's not a spoil if it
already came out a long time ago.
Well, we were talking specifically about Curse of the Black Pearl.
So I'm going to. I think this time, though, I'll be good. I'm not going to talk about the third movie. Because if you were like,
we're only 100 episodes later. Yeah. I don't know if you've like, broken your...
only 100 episodes later. But if you were asking me, like, what Pirates of the Caribbean movie, like, hit you, stabbed you in the heart to your core and stuck with you forever, it's this one. So I'm going to give my first impression of...
Well, I mean, I thought that was yours.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Yes.
This was my first movie experience. I remember seeing this in the theater. I was at Downtown Disney at the AMC. We were on a Disneyland trip with my family, and I told them that we have to see the movie because it came out that weekend. So we left Disneyland to go see the movie in Downtown Disney. I was in my Pirates of the Caribbean shirt. I had my Pirates necklace on because I loved that necklace. I think I talked about this in the first episode,
yes, you
too.
Did.
And I remember ripping my hair out at the cliffhanger at the end because this was my very first experience with a cliffhanger.
With a huge blockbuster cliffhanger.
Yeah. My very first experience with a cliffhanger at 15 years old. And this movie stuck with me.
You were not 15 in 2006.
Because this was 15 years ago.
2006? How old was I?
Not 15.
You were probably 13.
I was born in 93.
Yeah.
13-year-old me was tripping, okay?
Because it was more like 15-year-old me and Andre.
Right.
That's true. That's true. So 13-year-old me was wilding out.
22-year-old me.
Okay.
You mean like 84?
Okay. Oh, Mr. Old Man.
Back when
negative.
Luis was only 45.
yeah. And he saw Dead Man's Chest in the theater.
He was practically a dead man watching Dead Man's Chest.
This movie rocked me to my core, and it still holds up very, very well.
Yeah.
It's still as good as it is upon this viewing as it maybe doesn't have this quite the same effect because I was a lot younger and was like,
sure.
Oh my God, you know,
yeah.
Well, and
I've seen Endgame
what happens.
Now and
right.
Yeah, but cliffhangers, I mean, I can deal with them now. I've seen Avengers Infinity War. I know what's up, you know, but still very good. I absolutely love this movie, and one and two are kind of where it's at for me with Pirates.
With Pirates.
Two gives me that, like, ooh, stab you through the heart cliffhanger, you know? So, mm-hmm. But I enjoy that feeling. So, I really liked it still upon this viewing. And it was nice going back, being like, oh my gosh, I remember that. Oh, this movie was so good. Why mm-hmm. haven't I watched this in a long time?
Mm-hmm.
So, it was so fun. Emily, what's your first impression?
So, I too remember watching this in the theater. And I remember having a very specific, well, yeah. So I remember watching it in the theater and thinking, like, being mad about something and then feeling like there was a good closure to what I was mad about at that time,
okay.
Which we'll talk about later.
There
was
no closure for me.
Well, it'll make sense when we get there.
Sure.
But I remember really, 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 really liking it. And similarly, in my younger brain, being very confused about some of the things that happened. Especially like between Elizabeth and Will and Jack at the end, I was
what
just
was
like,
that triangle?
Yeah, like oh,
hate triangles. I can't stand triangles.
Love triangles. And 13-year-old girl, that was legit.
Well, I was also confused, though, because I was like, I didn't understand, like,
how?
Why she
like,
kissed
him? Like,
deeper
implications. Yeah, I was like, so she likes him? Like, I didn't, I didn't understand, like, what the motivation was behind it. Yeah. And now as an adult, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Like, using your womanly wiles or whatever. But, like, not that I would do that, but it makes more sense as an adult now.
Yeah, definitely. Andre's saying, because we were talking about how I would totally do that. He would have been like, why did you kiss Jack Sparrow? Would have been like, because that needed to die. He had to get the Kraken had to get him. Okay.
I was going to be like, well, I'm trying to save you, who I actually love.
Exactly. Exactly. But which is what I think she was trying to do, but she also kind of liked him a little.
Yeah. Will Turner was like, you didn't have to use that much tongue. All
right? She also wanted to know what it tastes like.
That,
okay.
That was movie prowess.
PG-13.
You know.
Okay.
It's PG-13 for realsies.
I was like, oh, okay. So anywho, first impression upon this viewing, really enjoyed it again. It's good stuff. And similarly, when you see certain things happen, it still gets me excited. Mm. And, like, when characters come on screen that are, like, bad, like, every time Beckett comes on, I'm like, ooh!
Yeah.
He's short, but also scary. I really like him.
For me, it's Wiggly Worm Face when he comes on. I'm like,
Wiggly Worm Face.
It was Wiggly Worm
you mean,
Face.
Wiggly Worm Face.
No.
D.B. Jones.
Yeah, it's Wiggly Worm Face. That's what I called him. That's what my mom called him, too. Wiggly worm face.
He's got
David Jones.
The tentacles.
That's a wiggly worm on his face.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of dudes on this crew who probably definitely have actual worms in their face.
Probably.
But
I don't know. One of those guys had a boat steering wheel on. I was like, dang, this guy.
Definitely had a helm in his
back. One of the dudes so had like a swimming fish that kept bobbing up and down from his stomach.
We were paying attention to how they looked so much.
Whenever they need to
ridiculous.
Call the Kraken, do they just like lift the steering wheel off and get that homie down there? And then once he's done with his shift, he goes back into the...
Yeah,
just
I guess
back
so.
Into the side.
The guy with the coral was the worst for me.
No,
like
see,
with the coral thing, not coral. Oh. It was like
it was the
barnacle crustaceans,
the
or
one
something?
That stuck in the ship.
The hermit crab.
The hermit crab's the worst for me.
Oh, that one's bad too.
When he turns his head, I'm like, get out of here. No,
it's like a bad eye.
I think they're worse than the skeletons from the first one for sure.
The skeletons were more scary. This was more creepy.
I think.
Yeah. But. Like, as a kid, I was like, oh, my God, those skeletons. Those
God,
skeletons.
These men probably smell awful. Blah. I have to imagine that this is...
fishy.
Straight.
Yeah. This is
the
Monterey
boat.
Wharf, like, to the...
the wharf. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I can smell it now.
You're welcome.
That's so funny.
Anywho, my first impression was jolly good.
Oh,
I liked it.
Awesome. Louise, what's your first impression?
Of Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead Man's Chest.
Dead Man's Chest. Did you guys like his intro, by the way? I did.
I like this so one bad. A lot. I liked it more than the first one. I can tell you that for sure.
Ah.
It was awesome. Davy Jones just kind of does it. If it wasn't for like it,
the worm face.
It was just perfect because I can't really see where else they would go if it wasn't with this route.
Right.
David Jones.
You know, like, I mean, what other kind of nefarious sea teller you're gonna have besides Davy Jones?
It makes sense too. It's Davy freaking
like what,
Jones. You're
gonna have SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yeah.
And
saying, every time they talked about the Flying Dutchman, I was like, oh, SpongeBob, you gotta come back here to save the day, dog.
Wait, what was?
You never saw? Oh, you weren't a SpongeBob person.
I'll
but there's
it.
That's the first problem. It's because you're too young.
There's
you
quite a few episodes.
I'm not too young. My mommy didn't let me watch it.
My mommy didn't let me watch it.
There's quite a few episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants where the Flying Dutchman and
is underwater.
It's underwater
and it's green.
Lime green. Is it Davy Jones?
No, it's Blackbeard.
It's Blackbeard. Yeah.
Oh
Ghost,
yeah, Blackbeard.
Ghost
I guess
Blackbeard
they could have done that.
Is
too.
Pirating the
I feel like
the ship.
Barbossa is Blackbeard though. Like
yeah,
Barbossa,
I think he kind of is.
Freaking love Barbossa, dude.
Not that
I'm happy
know
that
the story of Blackbeard or anything.
You don't like Barbossa? Uh-oh.
I just don't know.
No, we later find out, spoilers, that there is actually a Blackbeard in Pirates.
Oh, is that in 3 or 4?
Penelope Cruz one?
I think it's
in
4.
Oh, yeah, the one we don't
that's
talk about?
4, yeah.
The one we don't really talk about. But Louise likes.
No, I hate that one.
Oh, it's the one after that you
I
like.
I like the Spanish.
He likes the one with the... What is that
Pablo
guy's name?
Escobar.
What is not
Pablo
Escobar?
Pablo Escasandbar? He's under the sea.
Escasandbar?
What is his name?
What is his name, Luis? You should know. You like that guy.
I don't need to know his name to like him.
It's some kind of fancy Spanish name, though.
So I said Pablo Escobar.
That's not Spanish.
Well, okay, in the movie, the character's Salazar? Name is Captain Salazar.
Salazar.
That's why I said Escobar. Okay.
Javier Bardem.
There you go.
There
well,
we
it
go.
Was Salazar that I was thinking.
Salazar.
Escobar.
Pablo
Escobar.
Is way off.
Holy
man.
Moly.
Andre, what is your first impression of Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Dead Man's Chest?
Dead Man's Chest. I, like you, Michelle, had a very fun experience in the theater watching this.
I love how we all remember our theater experience on
yeah.
this one.
I remember going to see Epic. This. I remember liking the first Pirates movie. I was like, that was really good. And then going into this one, I didn't have, like, a ton of expectations. I was just ready for more Jack Sparrow or whatever. And by the end, the last, like, 5 minutes of the movie, I'm like, what, mm-hmm. What is going on? What is going to happen?
So
I can't
good.
Believe this is happening. And then when the movie ended, when the credits rolled, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I was so surprised that mm-hmm. the movie was over. I was
yeah.
like, I can't believe they would do that mm-hmm. to me.
No after credit scene either.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that was before the
before that
we live now.
Yeah,
and for 2006, like holy schmackerels.
It was quite good. So
I think the special effects for 2006 were like real good.
Yeah, this
absolutely.
Movie is shot really well.
They still hold
here,
up really.
Yeah, there's
well.
Nothing here that I'm like, ooh, not so good.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I love all of the set pieces in this. Mm-hmm. Like every big action scene is really fun to me. And this is all coming from I'm not like a pirate person. Like I don't. And before these movies, I didn't care about pirates as a genre,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, this made me...
The water, the boats, the swords, the stinky,
oh.
the legs,
well,
the
that
scurvy.
Sounds like nothing I'm into.
I don't
it
care.
It kind of sounds like things I'm into.
Right.
Because I like water.
The barnacles. I don't want the peg
did you,
legs.
Did
come
you know
on.
That I like
the
water?
Birds.
Shut
there's,
up, Michelle.
They got birds on their shoulders.
They got birds
the
on
time.
Their shoulders.
Pirates are dumb. But
the parrots are constantly repeating you. Dumb.
The hooks for hands. You ain't got no hands. But this movie, I really enjoy. It's fun almost the entire way through. Jolly good as well.
I agree with that, man. Man, Pirates, I think if I'm thinking of like a
it makes look,
what do you
like
call, like Marvel is
yeah.
like a
superhero.
Thing and Harry Potter's a thing and
Magic.
Lord of the Rings is a thing.
Fantasy.
What do you call it?
Like a
franchise. A franchise.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pirates of the Caribbean, that was the first franchise for me.
That was your first franchise?
Oh, yeah. That I was like... Pirates of the Caribbean is the most legit thing I've ever experienced. Like, that was my franchise. Mm-hmm. I know that was probably Star Wars for you, but I had
a couple.
Like, seen that, you know. So this, I think that's why this movie really sticks with me. It's because of, like, the nostalgia of, like, oh, I'm experiencing this
mm-hmm.
really cool franchise that's actually really good and entertaining for the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I can kind of agree with that for me because... Harry Potter was great for me. Like, I remember the movies coming out in succession
mm-hmm.
and, like, waiting and, like, the book
and
then
the book and the movie.
You know,
the book and the
which
movie.
Is super cool, but it was different because I would read the book, know what happened, watch
yes.
it on screen. This was, like,
yeah.
brand new
completely
content.
New. That's true.
Twilight was like that for me, like your Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Well, you did that one, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you would read
we watched
it.
Those together.
But that was, we did. But that was different yeah. because all the books came out and then they made the movie.
Yeah.
yeah.
So with Harry Potter, it was a little bit more like staggered. So you kind of knew, kind of didn't know where it was going.
I only knew that because my older sister was doing that
mm-hmm.
where she read the movie, read the book, saw the
mm-hmm.
movie. And I only made it to like movie 4 and then I stopped.
Yeah.
Till adulthood.
Yeah.
But so this was like the
you
first.
You mean until Mortonhood?
Yeah, mm-hmm. basically. So this was the first thing for me where I really got to experience a franchise and just like being surprised
right.
and
yeah.
think everything. Like Marvel was that for me in my young
yeah.
adulthood.
Superhero,
absolutely.
Superhero movies.
But as
for
a
me.
Teenager, it was Pirates.
Yeah.
yeah.
As a preteen, you know.
And I remember being like, since this is PG-13, like semi. Like in a teenage way, like semi sex craved over like
for sure
crazed.
Sure,
the
like
hormones are in you, and
oh.
you see something on the screen, aka Elizabeth Swan kissing Mr. Jack Sparrow, and then I was like, she betrayed Orlando. Like it hit
yep.
me hard. Whereas an adult, we're like, that's silly.
Yeah.
But as a preteen, I was like,
yeah.
my heart tore in two,
and I was like, oh, Jack Sparrow. And even in my head, I was
yeah.
like, he's old. He's wearing. Eyeliner, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
He
isn't that interesting?
Definitely
how
has not brushed his teeth this week. And he
has a big old scabby, like,
oh yeah,
on his face,
yeah,
that apparently gets, like, he has it in every movie and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
We talked about it, yeah, in the first
oh,
episode.
Oh, did we talk about
apparently
that?
We do.
Wait, is that not the black mark?
No, it's
not.
Well,
the black
spot.
The
black
no,
spot.
That might as well be the black mark.
It might as well
spot
be, because apparently, yeah, we talked about it in the first episode, and it's a sign of syphilis.
Is it any different, but is it any different than people, like, let's see, Han Solo was the bad guy, right? He was, like, the bad boy that was kind of good, but he was a scum, and people liked to like him. Well, I did the same thing with freaking Jack Sparrow, okay? It ain't no different, even though he's a little grosser.
I mean, a lot
grosser.
It's a lot more eyeliner.
It's a similar character. Yeah. He's a...
I think whatever bad boy personas in the movie, yeah, I was like,
the bad boy captain.
I was also on the good boy train, though, too, okay?
Orlando Bloom, were you into
Orlando
him?
Bloom was a little bit on the sexy
side. I was more obsessed with Keira Knightley. Like, I really loved Keira Knightley. She was, like, the first female actress that I think I, like, kind of gravitated toward because of these. I was like, oh, she's fighting with swords. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
she's
really good in this movie.
That was my first time kind of seeing that woman empowerment. Like, oh, she picked up her own sword and did it herself.
I like that
you know?
She's more sarcastic in this one because she understands, like, the pirate world a little bit more.
Yeah.
I like that she's like, stupid pirates!
Yeah, she's, like, pretty independent in this one versus the first one, you know? So I really liked that. I clinged on to her a lot. Yes, Louise.
Rewind. Did you just call my man
Han Solo?
Han Solo a scumbag?
Yeah, he's scum. Scurvy scum.
No, he's far from that.
Scurvy scum.
He is definitely not scum in that entire movie.
He's a scruffy nerf herder.
He's a scruffy nerf herder.
But you're calling him scum.
I think.
But like, don't they say that in the movie?
In the Star Wars universe, scum is not like
it's
what
like
we would call someone scum.
No.
He's not a scumbag, but he in the first movie, he's looking out for himself.
It's like scum.
Well, I mean,
villainy.
I'm sorry. That's not scumbaggy.
No, but she didn't call him a scumbag.
I didn't mean it in that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just meant he's the scum of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hot scum, though.
Yeah. And then he becomes rebel scum.
Yeah, exactly. They use that word in Star Wars a lot.
Yeah.
Scum. I didn't mean it in a bad way, Luis. I love Han Solo.
I was like,
I mean, talk How about another
you?
Sex pop. Boop, boop.
Boop, boop, for sure.
I don't like
that. I don't know. Do we think that Jack Sparrow's a Disney dad?
No, he's a scumbag. I mean,
he's definitely
sure.
got some illegitimate Disney kids out there, but I don't know if he's a Disney dad.
Orlando Bloom is a Disney dad.
Is he a dad?
Okay.
Eventually.
I think they get pregnant.
I don't
what about the
that.
Governor? He a Disney dad for sure.
It was interesting watching.
Governor Swan.
It
Governor
was interesting
Swan.
watching this again because I've seen some of these.
He's
actors,
the only one who's a dad in that movie.
They literally snatched his wig.
What he was in Game of Thrones, right?
Yes,
the
yes.
Dad.
He played
the dad was in Game of Thrones and he played
like an old religious
like a
preacher,
like a priest, like a something, but he was scummy.
Mm.
And then he. Yeah. Who else was in this that we were like, oh, he's in that thing? There was someone else besides him.
I can't remember. Let's go over the cast. We got Johnny
Yeah, let's
Depp,
go over the cast.
Orlando Bloom, Keira
stacked,
Knightley.
Stacked.
The homies.
See, I like Orlando Bloom more in
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. I think he's hotter in that one to me.
You mean when he looks more like a girl?
Yeah, he's definitely more
Legolas,
like a girl.
Okay, he got elf ears. Shiny, shiny.
Okay.
His shiny hair.
We have here he looks like manly man.
Yeah, that's true.
Jack Davenport plays Norrington.
Norrington.
Elizabeth's ex.
Poor Norrington.
Bill Nighy plays David Jones.
Bill
Nighy
David Jones.
No, this is a different Bill Nighy. He's British. But he's got a Y at the end of his last name.
Bill Nighy.
Bill Nighy.
Nighy.
Doesn't Bill Nighy have a Y too?
No.
Oh, is it N-Y-E?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is Nighy.
Oh, fine.
It's way more British.
Nay.
You mean like
Nighy.
Ashley?
Nighy. Nighy. Yeah, like Ashley.
Nighy.
Ashley.
Ashley.
We have
Slay all day.
Jonathan Pryce as Governor Swan, who we were discussing before from Game of Thrones. Pencil and Rigetti are in this movie.
They're so funny.
The pirate buffoons.
Oh, are they the one with the eyeball?
Yes.
Yeah, they're the best.
And then Kevin McNally as Mr. Gibbs.
Mr. Gibbs. I love him.
A couple other people. Naomi Harris.
Luis loves cotton.
Naomi Harris as Tia Dalma.
Okay, maybe it was just him. Tia Dalma.
Sweetie, you know you're talking
it was
not into the mic, right?
It was Stellan Skarsgård as Bootstrap Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Skarsgård, yeah.
He's in Thor. He is Dr. Selvig.
Yes. That's what it was. Skarsgård. Dr. Selvig. And I didn't know that until, you know, rewatching this. So.
Well, and Davy Jones is like, what's his name? Well, who's the guy who plays Davy Jones?
Bill Nye.
Oh.
You don't know.
No, I've seen him definitely in lots know of him. Stuff. I just didn't know his name.
He's in tons of British things.
Yeah, he's...
He's the Britisher.
He was in The King's Speech.
Yes, he was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I like him from the Exotic Marigold Hotel. The second one?
Oh, yeah.
No.
He wasn't in it?
No.
Yeah, he is in that. The second best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
The second best.
From 2015.
Yeah.
The second one?
The second one.
Who was he?
He was married to the really angry lady.
Douglas Ainslie.
I'm thinking of Barbossa.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. He was also...
Wiggleworm Face.
He was also the vampire.
Wiggleworm Face.
He was the vampire king in Blade.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We need to finish.
I'm going to text my mom right now and say, what's Davy Jones' nickname? And she's going to text me and say, Wiggle Worm Face.
Move
and
along.
Screenshot it.
Okay.
Let's actually talk about the movie.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Let's go to the plot a little bit. So this movie starts with Elizabeth
Very
Swann.
Sad.
She's like, I didn't get married today. Oh, no.
Yo, that was depressing. I think that broke my heart right off the bat. I was like, they didn't get married? What?
Yeah. That's how they get you, dude.
2003, me really wanted them to get married.
And 2006, you was upset.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and the best part is that she's already crying, just like sitting. And she must be just be crying because it's raining on her day.
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
so.
She don't know anything
she
yet.
She doesn't even know that it's...
Well, she's like, nobody's there.
Yeah, because
nobody came.
He hasn't shown up, and they haven't
so
shown up.
So she's like, what's going on? But you know what's going on?
The British are coming.
Beckett is coming.
Ooh, Beckett.
The homies roll out. They show up to the wedding, and they show up to Will Turner's apartment or whatever, and they got guns. They're like, come with us.
His blacksmithy. Fool.
Yeah. His smithy.
I love that in your notes, babe, you wrote Lord Beckett, who looks exactly like King George from Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. he was definitely giving me Hamilton vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he's shorter.
You'll be back, Jack Sparrow. You know.
But he's small. Like.
So he arrests.
Hello, Jesse St. James.
He arrests Will Turner, and they go to the wedding so that he can also arrest Elizabeth Swann. He's like, y'all aided and abetted the release of the glorious pirate Jack Sparrow, and they say, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
And
they like stand up for him, like. You just really condemned yourself now.
Guys! Yeah. They respect him, I guess. So, yeah, they both get arrested pretty early in the movie. We see a coffin get tossed out of a prison.
That's one of my favorite scenes in all the pirate movies.
It's really cool.
Really?
Yeah. So, first off, that prison is nasty.
Oh, yeah, like, nasty.
Adeline was watching it with us, and I was like, oh, God, like, I hope she doesn't understand what's happening, but, like... Just the worst degradation.
Oh no, why they in jail?
Michelle was like, "Where are we?" And I was like, "Azkaban." It looks like.
Yeah, you said Azkaban. I was like, "This ain't Tortuga
for show."
Azkaban.
So they toss several coffins off the cliff into the sea, and one of them floats away and gets a bird lands on top of it, and the bird is shot away by a bullet, and out comes. Jack Sparrow.
Which is Captain my favorite part. Jack the way that the his hand comes out and the pistol like goes one way and then turns the other way. Like he's looking
around. Like he's looking around. Like
he's telescope. He's ridiculous, dude. Freaking Jack.
He pops out. He's like, hey, sorry, bro. And he pulls a leg out of the coffin.
and uses it as a paddle.
And the homie's out, you know? Jack, you can't keep Jack contained.
He's very similar.
He's a sparrow. He got to fly.
He's very similar to Han Solo in that they're always talking their way out of things.
Yes.
Or finding their way out of things, you know?
We're thinking that they can.
Yeah.
Get
their way out of things. So Jack makes it out. He... where does he go?
So he gets on the ship, and Gibbs and the crew were like, what'd you get? What'd you go in there for?
Right.
What'd you get? And he's like, shows him literally a piece of parchment
with
a picture, a drawing of a key. And everyone is getting kind of mutinous because they're like, we were hoping for treasure, something more, you know, fancy.
The pirates are so funny because they all have to. They're in their critical thinking class, and they're like, okay, well, a key usually locks a chest, and the chest probably has treasure in it. So we just gotta find this key, and then we'll get the treasure. And Jack's like, I don't know where the treasure is, so and I don't know what's in it, and I don't know where this key is, but got a picture of a key, baby.
I cannot. But the next part is a little confusing for me, like in a global view, because we know that he has a special compass. Like, we don't really know, like, yet what it does, but we know
that he has it.
Yeah, like, they show it off in the first movie where he just opens it and he's like, passing. It goes this way.
But then,
at
like,
the end of the first movie, I'm sorry, baby. Yeah, at the end of the first movie is where he opens it, huh?
I think he uses it a couple different times. The first movie.
But the interesting thing here is that they kind of explain to you throughout the movie, like, what the compass does.
Right.
But, like, I guess, like, now thinking back on it, I don't understand why it wasn't working for him. Because the idea is that the compass points to what you want most in the world, which is really cool for a pirate, I suppose. But he can't get it to work correctly. And I don't know if it's because he doesn't know, like, if he wants to go for the key or what, for the chest.
No, I think it's...
Or is it because
I just kind of had a revelation on that.
Or is it because...
I got it.
It's an Elizabeth Swan.
It's because he wants Elizabeth Swan, and he doesn't want to admit it. Okay. So you know how the scene where she's holding the compass and it starts pointing towards him, and she's like, "Huh, that's why." And I really got it from this feeling. Mm. It's like the compass keeps going around. It's because he wants Elizabeth.
He's conflicted.
I kind of think about it similarly.
Similarly,
but to me, it's like
similarly.
He had this whole, I guess, shared trauma with these two peeps in which he went outside of his natural character of only caring for himself. And he's, to me, it's like the compass was going crazy because he just can't find his own moral compass.
Right.
Or where it is, or where it should be, where it was. Like, he's kind of torn between,
like, you know, selfish endeavors and, like,
go back to being the way I was or just try to come back.
I'll be cool now.
Because I was kind of thinking of it that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I can see that. I think it all.
Having a moral dilemma, more, you know, and may have.
Interesting.
Some of it may have been associated with her. Be like, I'm not the type to fall in love or anything like
right,
that. Right,
exactly.
I also wasn't the type who
That's a very interesting perspective, and I can see that as well. I think I just very highly associated it with Elizabeth Swan because they were doing the love triangle thing, and I didn't realize it till later in the movie where I was like, oh, that's why his compass was going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I only realized it because of the movie, like, showing me that. Like, he pops the compass open, it goes this way, it goes that way, it goes this way, it goes that way. And then they're like, Jack, where are we going to go? And he's like, and then it cuts and we see Elizabeth, you know, and she's doing.
Yeah, they do those cutscenes a lot. Or when Elizabeth is actually there and he opens the compass and it points to her. So he goes, and then he closes it. And then he's like, and he gives it to her. Like, where do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
no, exactly. You're not wrong.
But he's like trying to deny it because, you know, he's a pirate.
Yeah. So at that point, he does confuse Gibbs because Gibbs is like, I know what that does. Like, why you got problems?
Right.
And so they just kind of just start going wherever the heck he wants.
Yeah.
And they end up
Jack's acting strange.
Do they go to Tortuga first? I don't remember where they go first.
Well, Mr. Orlando Bloom's father visits first, and then he tries to go to the land.
Mm.
So the father,
right, Jack,
what's his name?
Bootstrap Bill.
Bootstrap Bill Turner. And it's very interesting. So he comes up and they have a conversation. He's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, the rum's gone. Went to go get some more rum in the cellar.
You know, you gotta have rum.
I like more this Skarsgård or young Skarsgård. I think I like this Skarsgård more.
There's also the third Skarsgård who's
that's who he's talking about.
Oh, well, there's this one, there's the old one, and then there's another one who's in, like, True Blood.
Oh, no.
That's probably the one I don't like.
Louis's talking about the one in It.
Yeah, the one in It is the youngest one.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, the one in True Blood is the middle one, and then this dude is the oldest one, I think. I like me a medium Skarsgård, please.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, go ahead, dear.
That's hilarious. So Bootstrap Bill is talking to him, and he's like, it's funny because he, like, apologizes to Jack about, like, sorry about that mutiny. And he's like, Jack's like, it's okay. I thought you were dead, basically. And he says, like, well, I was, like, sinking to the bottom of the ocean. And I couldn't die because they're cursed, right? Mm. Because if we're thinking of cursing the Black Pearl. Yeah, I know. It sucks, right? That's why he was like, I'm sinking to the bottom of the ocean, just trapped down here. I can't die.
No,
So
yes,
his crew had mutinied like well before the events of the first movie, right? So a whole bunch of them had
been cursed for a long time.
You know, even though they weren't with him, and then so
and he had sent his piece off to Will, and so they hadn't like broken the curse yet. So when he got like
Davy Jones,
they're all cursed.
He was cursed at that point when he was like supposed to quote unquote die.
Yep, yeah. Sinking.
Oh, but I thought no. I thought they were cursed after they mutinied him, right? But didn't he get thrown off immediately after they mutinied?
He took the coin with him and sent it to his son.
Right, that was part of the
first movie. You remember that Orlando Bloom had the coin?
He was chilling on the like he was.
And you remember it sinking?
Titanic-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
yes.
why they came to Port Royal in the first place was because
there
they
you go,
knew
Lou.
It was there.
He remembers now.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'm unable to die sinking to the ocean, so you know what I did? And he's like, well, you forget soldier sold to Davy Jones because he's like the king of the sea, basically. You know, he like owns the sea.
He's the Poseidon pirate.
Basically. And so he's like, sounds like it sucks for you. And he's basically, it's kind of scary. He like grabs him and he's like, it's been 13 years that you've been captain of the Black Pearl and now your time is up.
And then like, well,
I like that he was like, well, technically I was only captain for 2 years because they mutinied. I was like, he's like, sounds like you're a bad captain.
But you still called yourself captain though the entire time,
he's
right?
He's like, so it seems like that Jack Sparrow has made a deal with Davy Jones to resurrect the Black Pearl. He can be the captain of it for 13 years. Then he owes him a sentence of 100 years of servitude.
Right.
So he's come to collect his payment, basically. Like, gives him the black spot.
Dang.
Boom. And now he's trying to go to land so that Davy Jones cannot get him.
Can't get him.
David Jones cannot stay.
I really
get him
like
on
that
the scene.
Like that whole scene where he's like, technically I was only captain for 2 years. You're an idiot.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love that guy.
He wants to talk his way out of everything.
You know what's really sad, though? Is that...
Like, am I going to cry sad? Or
no. No, I'm not. It's sad to watch it now, knowing what we know about Johnny Depp.
Ah, well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a Debbie Yeah. Cover.
Like, especially because, like, so we know now, because this wasn't, like, a thing so prevalently
when we did episode
20, but,
not
like,
back then.
Right.
We...
I think we touched on it when we did, like, an Alice in Wonderland, maybe.
Right. So we know now that he's been kicked off all production for
Fantastic Beasts,
where he was Grindelwald. But when you watch that, he's a completely different character. Like,
yeah.
He is serious, he's... semi-evil, well, actually really evil,
pretty
but whatever.
Evil.
And in this movie, he's, like, more of, like, what would be, like, bad about him, right? Like,
yeah.
Womanizing.
He's a drunk, womanizing.
And drunk and, like, maybe semi-abusive.
Yeah.
Miscreant, yeah.
You know? So watching it kind of gave me some EBGBs, like, ooh, like, okay, I get it. So it makes me kind of feel bad for liking to watch him do it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm, like, a little...
I mean, I can tell you my opinion on Johnny Depp, but it's probably not the most popular one. I think a lot of people don't like him now, and I still really like him. Like,
well,
like because I
too.
Watched it, I watched that whole thing kind of like closely where I was like, oh, it sounds like you guys were both to blame and you're both kind of crappy people.
Right. It sounds like
I'm not going to get into it.
A toxic relationship all the way around.
I feel it's hard for me because it's hard for me to almost like be like, I almost kind of push it back.
Yeah.
Like, I think some people do that with, like, J.K. Rowling and, like, and Michael Jackson. And, like, these other things where we're like, eh, we're just going to push that back.
Yeah, canceled people.
But I try to be like, he's just a very interesting character.
Well, and
I'm not saying what he did is right because it's not.
His acting
he's
does speak for
fabulous.
Itself.
Right.
He, like, this character
he's a genius
could not have been played by anybody
no.
else the same way
exactly
basically anything that Johnny Depp's in I'm like that's why they cast him
yeah
like
yeah.
if you think about it because like he is who he is so I try not to associate it too much with this movie because I'm like but I don't disagree with you
yeah
there was a couple times where I was like ooh, okay all right I see.
But I also was like you know like at the same time right. still even though I know that you know like it's hard
I think
it's hard for me
I think it's easier to kind of like cast Johnny Depp a drama.
I'm trying to think of him like RDJ.
I wish you guys like could I'm just see like what Andre and Michelle are doing with their hands right now. They're literally like tossing it over it's, their shoulders. It's easier
to cast, like RDJ to you. I don't know.
It's easier to cast his drama out because it's so complex between him and his wife Amber Heard and their relationship of possible abuse and drunkenness and law breaking and all kinds of stuff that both of them are doing. I'm just like I don't care about either of you. You know, but when I see you on screen, I'll just see you on screen, you know?
I think if it was like a little bit more black and white, like very black and white, that I'd be like, gosh, dang it.
Yeah, he's not a Harvey Weinstein.
Right. No, that's black and white, dude. There's no, I can't mess with that.
Exactly.
But you made the comment yesterday when we were watching it that you were like, Johnny Depp's kind of like an RDJ, or is he going to become an RDJ? I don't know.
See, I don't think
I don't think he might get to that point.
I don't think his transgressions are bad enough to end his career. You know, they've gotten him taken off of one movie and hers taken off of one movie. She's not going to be in Aquaman 2 and he's not going to be in Fantastic Beasts 3. But I think that with enough time away from the spotlight that both of these actors could come back.
Because didn't that happen
to
with
stuff.
Robert where they kicked him off of stuff?
Yeah, well, dude, look, where is that now?
He almost went to prison.
He got drunk and wound up in like a child's bedroom and like woke them up in a stranger family's home. And I think he might have gotten arrested
exactly,
at the time.
Luis,
yes.
Exactly.
And then he wasn't in a bunch of stuff for a lot of years and then Iron Man came out. And we all love him again, you know?
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I'm like, I completely agree with you, but it's so hard for me where I'm like, I could talk about that for hours because it's so complex.
Yeah.
But it's also,
I kind of want to be RDJ's best friend.
Fantastic Beasts and
he wasn't that, he was barely in Fantastic Beasts, like whatever.
Not in the
Dude,
second
you
one.
Didn't watch the second one.
I mean, well, I did, but I don't super remember it. I need to watch it.
I did not like that second one.
And it wasn't a huge fan. Any Continuing movie. With this movie.
yeah. So we cut back to, Will, and he's being interrogated by Beckett. Beckett is
Beckett.
Hey, guess what? Me and my forehead, we're gonna try to make a deal with you, okay?
They did a really good job with the wig, man.
His wig was on top of it. So
literally,
so he tells Will that Will needs to go to Jack Sparrow and get his compass and bring it back to Beckett. And then and only then will he release Elizabeth from prison.
Yeah, but he's also being flaky because he's like, I only have one pardon paper.
Right. I can only pardon one of you.
Like, shut your trap okay, sir.
Yeah, so he hires Will on a Suicide Squad style mission to go out there and fight his friend.
Is he Harley Quinn? Because that would make me very
happy. Yeah. Because he wants the compass because he knows about it. Do we know how he knows about the compass?
No, he's just
I only think it's because
he's from the East India Trading Company, so maybe he kind of owns a lot of. Maybe he owned
they
some
had
pirates.
Before, remember?
Yeah.
Right.
They had run in previously.
Well, that's true. They had a run in. He probably heard from this person, from this person, from this person. And I'm assuming since he's the head of the East India Trading Company that they know a lot of pirates.
Right.
Because they run in with them.
But regardless, he wants the compass so that he can use it to rule the sea in his own way.
Rule the sea.
Rule the sea. So Will.
Find your heart's desire.
He goes and he talks to Elizabeth before he leaves. She's still in jail, and they're saying like hot and heavy words to each other. Like,
dude, I know. And the dad's right there, and he's
bars
like,
"These bars between us, so I'd be all have you already." It's like, oh my god! And the daddy like breaks a candlestick off the wall.
I think the best part is like as a kid, like as a teenager, I thought like "have you already" would have been like we'd be doing some nice making out.
We'd be
in the corner.
Smooching each other's faces.
Hey, hey.
We'd be
see, but now
staring
I'm like,
deeply
I'm
into
like,
each other's eyes.
Not sanitary. Don't get your lips anywhere near that jailage cell. Get out of here.
Jailage cell.
COVID.
I'm going to get a whole bunch of black spots. So Will takes off. He goes off and he starts having to do like detective work to find the Black Pearl.
Which was funny.
Which
that.
Is cool. Yeah. He's looking around for Jack. Where did Jack? Where's the Pearl at? Eventually he finds it washed up on the shore of some island. He goes there.
I don't even want to talk about
and
it.
And so I guess between the last scene we saw with Jack and his crew, they washed up onto this
island. Yeah,
because
he was like, find land.
Yeah, find any land.
He was
land.
Like, find any land
we just
so
need
that
to be on
Davy
land.
Jones can't get
so
me.
So Davy Jones can't get me. Only these other dangerous creatures could get me.
This part confused me, but like confounded me when I watched it the first time. Like as a 15-year-old, I was like,
the whole
what is happening
yeah,
on
I
this
know.
Island?
The whole escape part is really fun to me, but the actual concept of it now is like my least favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
So Will climbs up the side of this mountain and he finds these natives, the Pelagostos, have they knock him out, capture him, and take him to their leader.
Cannibals, dude.
And their leader is Jack Sparrow. He's sitting in the throne.
But
he's got eye makeup on his
eyeballs,
face.
Yeah, I vividly remember that.
And he's got on a big old crazy hat. And then he's speaking their language to them. And,
what does he say? Mon licky licky. Mon licky licky.
It's so weird. How I'm not sure if he's just a credibly gifted linguist or if he's just an idiot and
Han
he's,
Solo
he's
would
just
do the
repeating
same thing.
Their same nonsense yeah. back to them.
Think about the Ewoks, okay? It's the same scene. Where they're getting captured by the Ewoks
but
and they have to talk their way out of
the
it.
The Ewoks don't like Han Solo. They like C-3PO because he actually speaks their language.
Okay, but it's similar. It's kind of a similar
yeah.
concept. Monica, Monica. He's all, what does he say? Like, they're stinky, stinky.
No, I like it when he's talking about the Unicky snip snip.
Right.
Unicky
snip
snip.
They all go, oh.
like they're mad that they don't have, that he doesn't have balls to eat. Like, what's
know.
The difference?
He's not. He ain't even going to be good. We shouldn't eat him. So he does all of that and he like claps his fingers and sets the natives to work. And then as he passes by Will, he's like, help me. Save me. So they're
idiots.
All in trouble. Will ends up in a cage with the rest of the crew.
You know, and the bones of the crew.
They're in a bone cages, and Will's like, what happened to the rest of the crew? Weren't there way more of you guys? It's like, these cages weren't here when we got here, dude. This is
yeah.
all. This is Jeff, and this is Tim.
And I remember.
And this is Mark, and this is Luis.
They don't say that, but I remember when we went to Pirates Island on Disneyland. I think we've only been there once, huh, babe? Because I was like, oh, you've never been on the island.
I've
Let's
been
go
there
to
a couple
it.
Times,
a couple
I'm
times,
sure.
yeah. And I took a picture, a photo of you in the bone cage.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They
there's,
have it on the Pirate
there's
Island
a photo
at
of me
Disneyland.
Out
the
were
cage
you,
of bones.
Were you guys there with us when
with
we were there in Mariana?
Yes. Yeah. And
oh
we saw,
my God, Emily, you have to tell that story.
And we saw Jack Sparrow.
Okay, so one of our listeners and very good friend of the podcast.
We probably
Mary
talked
Angela,
about it last time, but
did
it's
we talk
worked.
About it? Last
we didn't
time?
Talk about this specific thing. We did talk about Mary's love of pirates.
Oh my God.
Okay, so it happened after.
So maybe
okay,
I don't
okay.
have to
update
on Mary Angela's pirate love. So if you listen to episode 20, you know that this girl is like on a pirate.
She's obsessed
level.
With Jack Sparrow.
Like I remember going to high school with her. I remember going to Disneyland with her during high school, and she had that huge like
big old hat.
Jack Sparrow hat.
She wore the hat when we were there.
Yep.
Yeah, and like running around, and she just loved it. Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
Wait,
sure she,
it's not the same hat. She bought that one.
Yeah. She
yeah,
bought,
she
that
bought
hat
it when we
but
were
it's
there.
Pretty much the same hat. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like big and leather and
Yeats.
Anywho,
and hot
so, and very hot. So we have since then gone to Disneyland, mm-hmm. and she's I'd never met Jack Sparrow in the
no,
park.
No, that was no. the first time I had seen him because we talked about this in the first episode, mm-hmm. that they had to not have him in the parks anymore because women were flashing him.
You know?
Ladies,
and so they couldn't
calm
have
down.
Him.
Cast member, how
they,
you doing?
They couldn't
there
have him in the park 4-year-old anymore.
Here.
Mary Angela probably would have done that. I love you, Mary.
I don't think so.
I don't.
But
I don't know.
Though.
She
I doubt
she,
it,
she wouldn't have. But you know,
she would have been like, "You free later." But anywho, so we went on to what is that? Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went on to Tom Sawyer's Island as a group, and I mean, when Andre Michelle on. Luis and I go, we never go over there.
No.
But we just decided to go over there for whatever reason. And so we're on the little raft thing that takes you one way and then the other. And when we're on our way back, we were in the queue waiting and there like was no more room to get onto the raft.
Right.
And we were like the next ones in line. And the cast member was like, no, you guys are going to have to wait. But she spotted out of like, just so like she spotted him.
She
over
was
there,
her eagle vision,
and she was like, "Jack Sparrow,"
and we were like, "What?"
Yeah, and I was like, "I don't even know what she's saying," and I was like. I bartered my life with the freak. I sold my soul to Davy Jones to
the
cast
member.
I know.
And was like, sir, if you want to make someone's life today.
Get us on that boat.
You need to get her on this boat. Like, I don't even care if the rest of us gay. Right. You just have to get her on this raft so she can go see Captain Jack.
And he was, like, summoning her. He was like, come on. Like, yeah. telling her to come like, over. And she was like, I'm coming.
She was about to dive into the water.
Yeah.
So the cast member the lets best. Her on, gets her across the raft, and he, like, waited.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Jack Sparrow, like, waited for
what
her.
What a good cast member.
Oh, my yeah. gosh. And she, I mean, she's screaming.
She was walking with him. Like, they were having a full-blown conversation.
Oh, yeah.
She was literally walking with him when he was, like, walking through New Orleans Square. And we were, like, filming her from behind. Like,
I don't think I've ever seen someone that happy in my life. Good. But that was, like, Disney moment.
Disney magic. Yeah. 101. Finest.
Right.
That made her life.
And that
she,
other cast member, too, was like, whatever, lady. Just, like, let's just stop
he was
talking
being ridiculous. Because she was yelling. And mm-hmm. I think he was like, dude, is she on one? And we were like, she really likes Jack Sparrow. Okay?
Ew. This is 10 years in the making, bro. Like, yeah. You need to make this
Please
happen.
Make
right
her
now.
Life right
this
now.
Is the day we've all been waiting for. Yeah.
And she would not stop talking about it the rest of the trip. She was so freaking
That's
happy,
true.
Dude.
Yeah. It was quite an exciting day.
It was. That was like seeing, really fun. That Jack was Sparrow. So fun.
I mean, to be honest, there's certain types of characters at Disneyland. It's like pulling a, you know, first generation Charizard in a Pokemon pack. Like,
and Jack
it's
Sparrow
dang
is one
rare.
Of them.
And yeah. Jack is one of
right.
them. So it's I almost felt like fangirling if Mary didn't do a
right.
good enough job
was that
for
the
all
only
of us,
time
it would have been me.
Him?
Yeah, I've only seen him once. Yeah,
I think that was
time.
The only time I ever
I've
saw
only
him.
I've
never
seen
him.
Facilier once, and I want
to
see him
again.
Oh,
we've seen Facilier a couple times.
If
he's
I see
the
Facilier,
best.
I'm going. I'm
he's
running.
Amazing.
Yeah, you got the
money.
You
running,
saw
man.
Him that one time.
I saw him from like afar, though. I didn't like get close to him.
He
looks super cool.
They like make him have the black part in between his teeth, so that it looks like he has like the gap in his yeah. teeth, and he has like this the biggest drawl. Wouldn't you say, babe? He's so
yeah,
good.
He had a big southern drawl.
Like it, literally, it that actor was subpar grade A. Like it was Dr. Facilier.
Not subpar.
I mean,
up to par.
Up to par.
I was confused.
Well, sorry, I said the opposite. No, but you knew what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a really good cast member moment with Jack.
Yeah, with Jack.
That was the only time I seen
it.
And it was like a
I'll try to find
day
those pictures.
We were there too, huh?
Yeah.
They probably don't have him out on the weekends because people go crazy. Because
yeah, they cut out him all hot.
These
cut
ladies.
Out him hot. Put it in the vault.
In the box.
In the box.
In the vault.
Lock away the
in
key.
The vault vault.
In the vault vault.
Keep that key on him at all
times. So now they have to escape from these bone cages and these
more licky licky.
They like swing their cages across a canyon,
and the song is like, it's like a circus song.
As they try to reach their way over there, so there's two cages. There's Jack's homie's cage, and then the mutiny cage, and they're both trying to climb up the mountain at the same time.
Snake.
And yeah, mutiny cage.
I'm
eventually,
a snake.
Or they all stop because they see a native walking across a bridge in the distance, and if you know he sees them, then he'll sound the alarm. They all stop, and then mutiny cage is like, hey. Let's keep going. And so they keep climbing up. And then eventually one of them grabs a snake off the wall.
Snake.
And then they start screaming. They let go. They drop.
Fall to their death.
The native sees them and is like, alert, alert, alert. our food is escaping. And and he goes and warns everybody else. So now it's a mad dash. And this scene, it really just, from here on, the action just, like, keeps on evolving mm-hmm. and stepping on top of
They're moving
itself.
In the cave. They're going fast. They're picking it up. They're running away. I like the scene where Jack escapes, and he's still on the pole because they were going to cook him.
Yes.
You know, and he goes to the village, and then there's, like, two ladies there, and they're throwing the fruit at him, and it's, like, getting skewered on his thing. And he's like...
he's dodging the fruit.
It's like a fruit funny. Ninja.
Yeah. And even before that, when he goes and he's like just trying to find rope and stuff like that, and he finds some paprika, and then
stop. No, don't even keep talking.
Funny.
I literally was like, Luis, Andre's gonna say something about the paprika, and he's gonna say it that weird way that he says it. He's gonna bring it up.
Wait, say paprika.
Paprika.
Oh yeah, he does say it like that.
No way. How are you supposed to say it?
It's paprika.
Paprika.
Say it.
Paprika.
It's paprika.
We're white.
It's paprika.
Paprika.
You can't even say paprika. It right. You're just trying to
Listen,
say it like Andre says it.
The only... I'm pretty sure...
How do you say almond?
Almond.
Hold on. We got to Google
Ammon.
This.
Ammon.
My pronunciation of the word Paprika.
Paprika.
I'm pretty sure the earliest time I ever heard it was on like Blue's Clues, because in Blue's Clues they had characters. Okay,
and her name was Paprika.
There was a salt and there was a pepper and they had a baby and it was Paprika.
And apparently it was Paprika.
They were saying Paprika.
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 Paprika. He said it with a Russian accent. Paprika. Now. Paprika.
Paprikash.
Paprikash. Yeah, see, they say paprikash. It's paprika.
Oh, my gosh.
Paprika. Lou, did you find it?
I'm getting it.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I...
Make the Google lady say it. Like, you know how you can click the speaker and it enunciates
the
word?
Yeah, but she calls Gear Road, Gear Road.
No. Like, go to the definition of paprika.
Dude, seriously though, we were watching that part, and I was like, Andre's gonna come out here and say the weird way he says paprika.
Paprika. So he finds a paprika, and then some of the natives find him, and you know,
Luis is gonna say paprika.
He uses it as seasoning in his armpits.
It's so funny.
paprika.
Wait, do it into the mic.
Just like you said, Andre.
No.
Oh,
it's paprika.
Paprika.
Paprika. Wait, say it again, Luis. Paprika.
Paprika. Paprika.
It's paprika.
That's right. You all just learned something from me today.
Whatever.
And it was the first time ever.
Paprika. So he seizes himself, and then they tie him up, and yeah, he's escaping. He eventually he falls down the canyon and all the fruit falls off.
And he unravels. That was very funny.
Yes, he unravels from the thing.
The action is very funny. Like they do a masterfully funny job without making it like stupid.
Yeah, it's a good amount of physical
humor. I mean, it's Jack Sparrow, so it's supposed to be a little silly, you know, like, yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think the funniest thing though is when they're in the cage and they're like rolling down the hill and they're like,
yeah, they've got to like Flintstone it down the hill for a minute there, and then it gets out of their control.
And then they fall into the water, and then they open up it, and then they're trying to shoot them. Pew 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 pew. It's like Indiana Jones was like.
Yes, it is very much like that. Also, while all of that is happening. Those other two dummy pirates, what are the name? Pimentel and Rigatoni.
Rigatoni.
Hang on, what are their names? Pencil and Rigetti. So these two dudes roll up, they find the pearl, and what happened?
She asked you if you can pause it like 5 times.
Oh,
I was like, can you pause it?
I can only hear what's
it?
In microphones.
Hey,
okay, so Pencil and Rigetti,
Pencil?
Pintel. Pintel?
Pintel.
Pintel?
Pintel and spaghetti.
And spaghetti. They roll up. They see the Black Pearl. And they're like, oh, snap. It's right here. Let's steal it. And they start, like, untying it. And
the
then,
Black Pearl.
And then as Will and the crew come running around the corner, they're like, oh, cool. You guys are here. We can all take this ship together. And they're like, yeah. That's what we're meant to do.
On licky licky. Yeah, I like that part.
They were
I like the part where they're talking about like the Bible's like, you don't know how to read. You get points for trying.
Yeah.
Oh, when they're talking about the Bible?
Yeah. They're trying to be godly men now.
He's like,
they're doing a great job.
I have to care about our immortal souls.
They're
not
just
immortal
like
anymore.
The bestest of friends.
Oh, they're
like,
so funny. I'm like really glad that they continued on.
Yeah, me
because
too.
They could have just been... You know, written off
because
with the first movie.
The easily. Eyeball dude was classic in the first one.
Yeah.
You know, with the fork and the, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that eyeball.
Hello, puppet.
He spits on a couple of times in this movie and puts back in his eye.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Anyways.
Oh, those two are like pretty much the carbon copy of the scum of the two British dudes. Remember the two British dudes?
From the first movie, yes. We had a battle in the first episode where we had who's more useless, the two British dudes or these two?
Oh, the two British guys.
And we said the two British dudes were more useless.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Anyways, they get on the boat and they escape Mon Licky Licky. Okay?
Mon
Licky They're
Licky.
Good.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Swan.
Yes.
Her father has broke her out of prison.
Hey, girl, let's go. I got money.
And she escaped. So she...
Hey, girl.
She went... Basically, she just hopped on a boat as a... What do they call it? Like, we have a...
Stowaway?
A stowaway. A stowaway. Thank you.
Yes.
Stray.
She Mulans herself onto this boat.
Yes, and it's so funny because she, if I was her, I would have threw my dress overboard.
Probably,
you know,
yeah.
Like probably trying to hide it. But she leaves her dress there, and the whole crew is convinced that the ship is now haunted
that
by
is so funny.
Some lady. Because if you think about it, women at the time were not on boats.
No,
like they were not doing that. So they're like, there's a dress here. This place is haunted. And she like is trying to get them to go to Tortuga because she thinks that's probably where she can find them.
Hold on. Wait. The captain comes out and he's like, if you both like it so much, you can both wear it.
Oh, yeah. And then he tells all of them to find them, like, she's probably naked.
Actually, I think we skipped a scene where she went and threatened Beckett, right? Didn't she go there with a gun? She put a gun in his face.
Yeah, she just threatened him for the papers, and she got the papers.
Yeah, she got. So she has the papers. So Will is trying to get the compass, and she's trying to get back to Will, and they're all going to meet up with Jack. That's the trajectory.
That's the thing. And so,
which is a lot if you think about
it. It's
like,
a lot.
It's a like there's three different. Well, I guess Will and Jack are together at
beat
this
up.
Point.
But they're about to be separated again. Mm-hmm. So this movie follows all three of them pretty equally, mm-hmm. and they go in different
Tortuga
branching directions.
Tortuga is a pretty good place to start, right? So he tells Captain Jack Sparrow tells Will Turner that he'll help him find the key if he finds the chest, right?
No. He says that. He's like, if we want to free Elizabeth, then mm-hmm. we need to get this.
We have to get the key. Yeah.
And he's like, the only way we're going to get the key is if we, you know, get over to Davy Jones.
Right.
Yeah.
And
he's kind of convincing them, if you control the key, you control the heart, you can get Elizabeth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so what you really want is to do this. So
he's like, fine.
So he goes and he goes to like a shipwreck. And tries to find, you know, Davy. Like,
yeah, they go to a. It was kind of confusing to me because they go to the shipwreck and they're like, "This is the Flying Dutchman," and they're like, "Yeah," and they're like, "Okay, well, his dead body must be over there, and we'll just pull the key off his body." So Will like goes and searches the ship, and then the real Flying Dutchman appears
out of the ocean.
Out of the ocean.
And we're assuming
this is obviously the Flying Dutchman.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I'm assuming that the Kraken had destroyed that mm-hmm. ship because that's what the Kraken does.
Yes.
And they take whatever souls are left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do.
Yeah. So they rounded up the couple of survivors and Will, and Davy Jones and his crew show up all out of the darkness and whatever. And they're like, oh, we smell bad, and we look like fish. And
they're so freaky, it's ridiculous.
They're pretty gross. They're like, hey, bro, you want to die or you want to live? They're like, I don't really want to die. It's like, cool, I got a deal for you. All you got to do is work for me for 100 years, and then I'll set you free, and you don't have to die. And he's like, okay, I guess I'll do that. Sure.
And they're like, yay.
He's like, are you immortal? Because like you're going to live for 100 years in service, and then what, you going to just die when you walk off? Like,
they weren't asking enough questions.
I know.
They're definitely not asking
enough
questions.
Deal.
Like, do I get to choose what ends up on my face? Because I'd really like a say. So.
Because basically when
I'm
you're selling.
I'm trying to turn to that hammerhead shark. Like,
that one was okay. But like.
He was sick.
You basically are selling your soul to the sea.
Right.
One of them was a blowfish.
Yeah, and his face kept going like this, and I was like,
yeah.
You guys can't see me, listeners, but my face
I can see you, and it's
my face
out.
Is bubbly.
My face is bubbly.
But anyways, what I was going to say mm-hmm. is that, do they drop Will off first before they go to Tortuga?
So, yes, this is before
okay.
Tortuga.
Where he gets, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Will, in an effort to get this key, which he knows is with Davy Jones, and it's the only way to get Elizabeth out, even though she's already out. He offers his servitude to Davy Jones, and he's like, "I'll work for you. Yeah, let's go. I'm all about it." So he enters his service and leaves. And Davy Jones, that's right. It was Jack who convinces Will. He says, "Tell him I sent you to settle my debt."
Yeah. Hey, I right off the bat, that's a red flag.
And it's
but,
like,
okay.
Why would you agree to that?
Because he wants
all.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Love triangle.
Holy moly. So
too
he,
much.
He makes this stupid decision, and he goes to settle Jack's debt. And he's like, oh, cool. All right. Sweet. 100 years. Boom. Bada bing. Let's wipe off that black spot.
No, because he's like, that's not what happens. Jack comes there and is like, well, you know, Will's here because he's going to take my place. And Davy Jones scoffs at him and he's like, So we're bargaining. Okay, you can get me 100 souls for you.
In place of your soul.
So he's like, okay. And I think Davy Jones is like, you don't feel bad that like you're leaving
condemning
this,
these men?
Condemning this man to your servitude? And he's like, nope.
Not even a little bit. No, at all.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, can I show you the one that drives me the most nuts?
Yeah.
Of the creatures?
Yes.
It's the crab face for me, but.
The hermit crab?
Which one?
The non-hammerhead shark guy, the guy on the left.
Oh, so that one?
This
the
is
right?
Coral reef face.
Yeah.
And he's kind of got like a wide head. It looks like he kind of has an afro, basically.
Yeah.
But it's made of coral reef.
I can't do it.
The one that freaks me out the most is the one with the hermit crab head.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, the shell head, and then when its head gets lopped off, he starts walking away.
He looks
away.
Like an ood. Like, look at his mouth, looks like an ood.
What's an ood?
An ood is a Doctor Who villain. With like a tentacle face.
Look at his face. Look
yeah,
like
he does. Oh, he does look like an ood. That's interesting.
Not on the top.
I don't know what an ood is, but let me get a close-up.
Oh, I'll get you a picture of an ood.
That's disgusting. Whatever it is,
that's
I want to be
saying.
Hammerhead Shark,
me
dude.
Out.
If I'm any of them, I want Hammerhead. Bro.
These dudes are gross. Like for sure.
Hammer bro. The rest of him looks pretty normal.
Yeah. Actually, I'd rather be Wiggleworm Face. He doesn't look terrible.
I mean, yeah, he's the king of the sea. He doesn't. Yeah.
He's an octopus on his head, but you know.
Right, but that's
he
cool.
is an octopus.
Yeah, he kind of is an octopus.
Well, they all are.
He has
kind
like
of
a bulbous
thing.
Thing on the back of his head.
Yeah,
though.
It's right. the octopus
like
part.
The octopus is his head. Right? Like an entire octopus. Yeah. But then one of his arms is a tentacle, and the other arm is a crab.
Yeah. And he has a peg leg, I think, too.
Yeah. Under the sea. It is not better down there.
Kind of not. Yeah. Not this world.
So Elizabeth is trying to... Oh, wait. No. Never mind. I'm sorry. Jack, when he leaves, he goes to Tortuga... Right, he's like, "Hey, Gibbs,
to find some souls."
We getting this.
Yeah,
we're
Gibbs
this
is
money.
Like, and I told Andre, I was like, "Well, he's gonna go to Tortuga
Wait,
and get
that
some
is
souls."
Literally a little crab.
Which one?
You got the bottom left.
Okay, so
They're still looking at faces.
I will send these to Andre for him to put in the episode
I'll put
notes.
In the video version.
But
that guy's freaky too. The
so
one in the
like,
bottom corner.
It's really cool because. They have pictures online of the pre-CG, what do you call those? Like
so
the markers.
It's a motion capture suit. And they can track the motion and then add on the CG elements after they've shot. So when they're shooting, instead of being in like cool pirate garb, they're just in these gray sweatsuits with headbands and all the other
actors.
It
makes the acting all the more impressive because I'm like, I'd be looking at them in their weird suit being like, you supposed to be freaky? Okay.
Yeah. You just gotta pretend
especially
it's freaky.
When what is his name?
Where's your wiggly
Bill
worms?
Bill Nye.
When Bill Nye's out here spitting and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
where's your wiggly worms? Where they at?
It's so interesting because like in the movie, I'm watching the movie and Will Turner is like getting all up in Davy Jones' face, like whatever dog, I'm taking that key, you know. and I'm like, wow, he's like really brave because this dude is terrifying. But yeah, he's just talking to Bill Nye's old face with a gray sweatsuit on. So I guess it's not quite as intimidating as it is for me, but makes him look brave.
Yeah, it does.
So
ain't no kid knowing about no sweatsuit.
What you know about these sweats? Jack goes to Tortuga. And they're going to start hiring some people for a crew for a mission, quotation marks. They start canvassing, trying to get all the most drunkenest, most degenerate people to join their crew so we can submit 100 souls over to Davy Jones.
Dude, the one-liners that Gibbs gives back to the people who explain why is so like... so salesman.
Ah, sailors.
Freaking lot lizard.
These are definitely some lot lizards out here in Tortuga. So they get a couple of dudes to show up, and then there's one guy who looks the stinkiest of all. He comes up and he's like, "Hey, you working for Jack Sparrow? This is Jack Sparrow's boat." And they're like, maybe he's around." And he's like, "Well, I'm Norrington."
That dude ruined my life.
And Jack Sparrow.
It's really actually kind of sad.
Ruined my life, and I hate him.
Which sucks because in the first movie you didn't like him.
Right.
Like he was.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but it's still kind of sad.
In this movie, it's like, oh,
well, he lost his job.
And then Gibbs is like, "You drove through the hurricane to like get them?" And he's like, "Yes, I did.
I did a lot of stuff, and now I'm here, and I smell bad." Even worse than those smelly fish pirate guys.
Tortuga!
Yeah, so Norrington kind of joins up with the crew in like a spike kind of move. he's like, I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to do whatever you say.
He also starts a whole bar fight.
Right. Oh, and...
Which is very funny.
Elizabeth has caught up with Jack Sparrow. She is on Tortuga now. As mm-hmm. well. And she also joins this bar fight, and... does she punch Norrington in the face?
Yeah, she does.
Does that happen here?
No, she like smashes the bottle over his head to get him to shut up.
Well, and then they throw Norrington to the pigs, like, you know, on the ride where there's the one drunken dude with the pigs and the muddy feet.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, it's Norrington.
No.
He's a stinky pig feet dude.
Yeah, he's stinky pig feet man, for sure. For sure. So
and then Jack, so they're part of the crew now, and Jack is now convincing Elizabeth Swan to use the compass to find the key.
Right, so that she...
No, to find the chest.
To find the chest so that she can get back to Will.
He's such an idiot.
So
they always fall for it, though.
Jack has employed mm-hmm. Will to fight for Elizabeth and for Elizabeth to fight for Will, and he just gets to sit back and enjoy all the
My favorite thing, though, hearts. Is when he sees her. Walking towards the boat, and to Gibbs, he goes, hide the rum. Like, literally gasps, and he's like, hide the rum. Because she burned it all last time, right?
Right, yeah. Also, this entire time, Beckett's right-hand man, he's been, like, following them. So he's
he's creepy background,
behind.
Dude.
Yeah, creepy background. He's back there. So they all go over to Tia Dalma in the swamp. They meet the witch.
She's cool.
And they learn a little bit more about Davy Jones.
The story.
He may wicked soul. He wants to love a woman, and then she broke him heart.
No, I think she loved the sea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought he loved the sea. I do.
Different versions of the same story.
Yeah. The two guys start arguing, and then she's just like, different versions.
Exactly.
And it's so funny because I always think back to this scene when you watch the third, and it's like,
yeah.
I see you, Clistipso.
That's the hard part about this for me. This is exactly where I start getting like, ooh, I very much confuse 2 and 3.
Right.
Really?
Like what happens? Yeah. 1 and 2 don't confuse for me. 2 and 3 is where I'm like, ooh. So this whole time.
Their stories are more interconnected.
Yeah. This time I'm thinking, I did not think it ended where it ended. Mm. I was thinking it ended where 3 ends. So I was like, but I forgot about like the Davy Jones locker part. So I was like, wow, there is so much more to go when the movie was over. And then I was like, oh, I'm squeezing them together.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Because 2 and 3 are kind of. It's like part 1 and part 2 almost.
Yeah.
Well, and this movie, they never call her Calypso. She's always Tia Dalma in this
Correct.
Movie. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why in my head I was a little like confused because they are so interconnected.
Yeah.
He cut out him heart.
Oh. Cut out him heart. So they find out that within the chest is Davy Jones' heart.
If you
stab the heart, he'll die. And
I just
no
love how Gibbs is like, of course it's not a real heart. And she's like,
it's real heart.
And she's like just staring at him like,
nah, this is hard.
It's
dog.
Real.
Nah, idiot.
He cut out Tim Hart, okay?
He's got an octopus for his face. You think his heart can't be in a box? So they learn
all
that.
She gives him a jar of dirt. Wait, that's the best part.
Yes, she gives
I have something that you
Jack the jar of dirt. And this will help protect him from Davy Jones.
Jaw of dirt. He's like, she's like, you don't want it? Give it back.
Yes, I want it. Will it help? yes, it'll help.
You want it, it helps.
Then it helps.
It doesn't help.
So, Will, while on the ship of Davy Jones, he's working, you know, he's putting in his hours or whatever, and he meets his
Papa, can you
his
hear?
Dad.
Come on, you knew I was going to do it. Papa.
Bootstrap, can you hear me? So he meets his old daddy-o. Somebody's like.
Down my spine.
Ugh, God.
Didn't mean to make it cry.
And once again, yeah, Will's not asking enough questions. Like, how long until the barnacles start showing up on my back and face?
Also,
and
Will is just like, what up, Papa? I guess you left me, but here you are, and I love you. Like, I think he's, like, too into his dad too quickly, where he's like, I'm going to come and save you, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, your dad's a piece of, you know what? He left
he's
you.
A piece of barnacle.
But he left when Will was like, what, like 8 or 10 or something like that?
To be a pirate.
So, yeah.
He's scum and villainy.
Yeah. All
he
wanted
to be a pirate.
Is good stuff, I guess.
Look at him now.
Yeah.
Y'all can't repent. You now a fishy boy.
He got a sea fish right in his eye. Man,
yeah.
You know? A starfish, excuse me.
He sold your soul, homie.
I said a sea fish.
He could be a sea fish. I mean, it makes sense.
So
yeah, he's working, mm-hmm. and then he messes up because they're like, Mr. Turner, something, the gears.
Yeah, grab the rope.
The gears.
I don't know. And so they both are Mr. Turner, mm-hmm. so they both do it, and then they see each other and like, gasp, and then they drop the thing.
Son.
And so the punishment is that he has to get whacked 5 times.
Oh, yeah. The
whacked.
The 5 lashes, which
lashes,
seems
huh?
like not that
seems
many
like,
lashes.
Hold on.
Whacked.
This makes me think of.
He needs to get
again.
5 lashes.
Do you remember SpongeBob with the 50 lashes? And they were his eyelashes?
Yes.
What?
SpongeBob is a crazy show, man.
It must have been one of those Blackbeard episodes. But
yeah, because it like zooms in on his eyes. And it's just
he's going to get 50 lashes and he starts like batting his eyes. And there's literally like a million eyelashes.
Ew. Gross.
So stupid.
So but yeah, he only gets 5 lashes.
He only gets 5 lashes.
Yeah, but those were big lashes.
But so the guy that's supposed to do it is
he's known for making flesh come off the body every lash.
Right, with every lash. So like, bro, this is gonna hurt. I'm gonna take this for you. So Bootstrap, he's like, I'll take the lashes. Give them all to me. And Davy Jones is like, why? Why would you do that?
He's like, what the hell?
This is my son. And he's like, oh, okay.
Well,
cool. Give him the lashes, I guess. Actually, no. David
like,
Jones says,
"You do it then.
You can give him the lashes. Hook him up. If you don't want old strong whip to give it to him, then you
and
can."
And
get
I
it.
Wonder why my parents didn't want me to watch these kinds of movies because this was pretty graphic.
I mean,
or like
yeah.
harsh for like a 13-year-old. I mean, I was fine, but in their minds, they were like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's harsh, but he takes that whip and he's like, I'm sorry, buddy. My bad. Oopsie.
Why does he sound like Goofy?
Sorry, Max.
My bad. My bad.
Wind up and what's that dance that he does? Never mind.
I know what you're talking about.
Your calves are out, dude.
I'm hot right now. So.
He's doing the wind up.
After
like
the yeah, the fishing the
yes.
fishing maneuver. So after the lashes,
lasso.
Will and Papa Dearest, they have like a conversation, and then Will tells him that he's there to take the key. So then Will challenges.
Liar's dice, homie. They're
yes.
playing freaking liar's dice.
Challenges yeah. old tentacle face to liar's dice.
One of the best games to play.
And Bootstrap's like, I'm in too. Here we go.
And they only bet the only thing they can, which is years of servitude.
Right. So I bet all my years of service, an eternity of service against.
Who do you think is in charge of that transaction? Like, you think they got to get a middleman, like a broker
like,
or something to finalize the deal?
They need like an HR person
sure.
to,
it's just like the
to finalize.
Yeah, I feel like
you
it's
know
a
how,
magical contract.
You know
yeah.
how like Ariel signed that contract and it took her voice?
Right.
It's like that.
Well, if he really can't go on land, like, it has to be something magical because, like,
yeah,
why would he just do
it? Yeah,
it
has to be some kind of outside force, right? They got a magical notary that they got to go to.
Well, I mean, the
it's
Flying
like
Dutchman is like,
it's like
magical,
voodoo.
Too, because
yeah.
it goes underwater.
Yeah.
Right, and it summons
and
the
Black
Kraken.
Pearl's kind of like that, too. You know, it's like all mm-hmm. voodoo, doo-doo.
They're voodoo, hoodoo.
Gotta be in magic.
Yeah.
Gotta be magic.
So they're betting, they bet the lives, the eternity of service, or against the key. And Davy Jones reveals the key. It's in his tentacle beard. And he's like, you want this? I don't think so, buddy. And he puts it back in. They play dice. It's a high-stakes game. 5 fives, 6 fives, 7 fives, 8 fives, 9 fives. And then it turns out that Davy Jones has to call out Bootstrap Bill as the liar. So he loses. So he
Will Turner would have lost, for sure.
Right, Will would have lost.
His dad needed to call liar.
But Will is like, bro, it didn't matter if I win or lost. I just wanted to see where the key was.
And he's like, oh, you're so smart,
like, oh,
son.
Oh, so I didn't have to do all of that? You could have told me that before I bet my eternity of lives.
Well, you didn't have to freaking.
You didn't have to jump in.
Jeez.
Mr. Jump the Gun.
Anyways, they know where the key is. And then I think the next scene is my favorite because he's like playing the piano hardcore with his tentacles.
See what just happened.
Lil,
you guys look so
did we?
Yes.
But it's really cool.
And back and Andre was going side to side.
Imagine playing a piano with your face. Like
you might
this
as well make a boomerang of us right
this
now.
This is not good for your back to just be lean far this far over and tinkling them keys.
It's disgusting. I do like this song though.
But
this
yeah.
song?
Yeah.
Na, na, na,
he's going in. Dude, you got that many tentacles. He should be playing all kinds of instruments. He's like in Aquaman. There's that octopus that plays the drums. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Once upon a December. Once upon a December.
We've been drinking, you guys. So
why once upon a December?
Okay, wait, babe, ready? Let's play the piano. Okay, ready? Ready? Say, go.
Anywho.
There, now our listeners can see us.
So Davy Jones goes so hard on the piano that he falls asleep at the piano.
He's he was just going like, hard, dude.
He's knocked out right there. He's like, me, 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 me. And Will sneaks in. And he does. He grabs like some chopsticks or something like that. He starts lifting up tentacles.
Oh yeah.
And he pulls out the key and swaps it with like a piece of parchment.
The parchment with the picture.
The parchment with the picture of the key, which is you know he did him dirty. But he successfully gets it, gets out of there, talks to Bootstrap one more time, and he's like, "Bro, Dad, I will not abandon you. I know that you abandoned me.
I know, that's why okay, you love your dad so much
I will
now
not
that you,
you
never knew.
I'm coming back for you, dog. We getting you out of here." And Bootstrap is like, "Okay, if you say so. I don't know if you've met this
he's
guy.
He's like, son, just get out.
But you need to go." So he leaves to track down the heart.
And he goes on another boat, but he picked the wrong boat because that boat's about to get cracked.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He picks, is it that Turkish boat?
Yeah. Where they find the hat.
They find Jack's
like,
hat.
Like, hey, look at his head.
It's so funny because it's in a completely different language, but you can see exactly what they're saying. Like, hey, check it out. I got a hat. And he's like, bro, let me try that hat on. No, it's my hat. I'm going to look at me in this hat. I look good. And then they hear the cracking, and they're like, I don't want this hat no more. You take the hat. I want the hat. You take the hat. They throw the hat off the thing, and then they're dead.
Yo, the Kraken is crazy.
So the Kraken is
cool. And
the cool.
CG for it is so good.
Yeah, the movie's graphics hold up pretty well overall, I would say.
So Davy Jones finds out that Bootstrap Bill helped Will Turner, his son. And so he's like, you're going to watch this freaking happen right now. And Bootstrap's like, no. And they release the Kraken.
They release the Kraken.
You can do it, put your back into it. That's what they say when they're pushing the wheel. I can do it, put your back into it.
It's so funny. Like they got Mr. Whip, dude, and he's, you know, he's whipping them as they're pushing the thing to release the Kraken. Bro, if I'm on this ship, releasing the Kraken is my favorite thing to do. You do not have to whip me. I'm going
to
push this thing.
Let's
release this Kraken, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'll be like, yay!
Entertainment Central.
You do not need to crack that whip. I am pushing this thing for sure.
Entertainment Central.
So yeah, the Kraken is released, and it devastates this ship. You know, they kind of tease the Kraken earlier, and they show like a shape move under the water, and then you see an entire boat just get pulled.
Crack in half. It cracks. That's what it does. It's a Kraken.
It cracks it in half, and it pulls it underwater. But you didn't even see its tentacles in the earlier.
Not in that one.
In the earlier shot.
No.
But in this one, they really show that the tentacles are like, I'm grabbing these dudes. I'm tossing them away.
Yeah.
I'm cracking this thing.
Yeah,
I'm
they really get on it in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
no good.
It's good action scene, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool.
But it's also terrifying.
Right. It's scary.
So Will gets away from it, like, right before it cracks down.
Right.
But, like, that crap is terrifying.
Yeah, straight up.
That's why I never go deep sea fishing. No.
Thank you.
So at some point, Jack has learned where the chest is, right? How does he learn where?
Because she uses the compass, Elizabeth Swann.
Right, because Elizabeth uses the compass.
But you're missing a lot of things before they get to the chest.
I'm so
okay?
Sorry.
Because they have a little love moment. I think Beckett's on the ship, and he's like, basically like, you're into him. And
no,
she's like, no, I don't like Captain. He's basically telling Elizabeth Swann that, like, you're into Jack Sparrow.
It's Norrington. It's not.
Oh, Norrington. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's Norrington. Saying that, like, you're basically into Jack Sparrow. And she was like, no. She's like, I'm engaged to Will Turner.
Yeah, you used to look at Will Turner just like that.
He was like, I've seen that look before. This same crap happened with me when you left me, you know? And so then she's holding the compass and it points towards Jack and she's like, oh! And then she like closes it or whatever.
Very funny.
And then she basically like seduces him.
In a roundabout kind of way.
Yeah. But it's intense for a little 13-year-old Michelle.
And for well,
and it's very funny because she does a whole thing of like, no, he does it first. He's like, you know, you want adventure. Like you want, you want something outside of what you know. You're going to want to know what it tastes like. Okay.
Like, oh my God. Okay.
Not in your mouth. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! I don't know the last time you brush your tafers.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Yeah. Them teeth, they're suffering a little bit. But
is that eyeliner permanent?
Is it tattooed on?
Yeah.
You got a lot of tattoos, bro. I don't know what you do with them eyes. So they make their way to an island. I love something. I don't remember what it is. they make their way to an island and they find.
East love. I don't know.
Oh, Louie, we missed your favorite. What's your favorite line in this whole movie?
He gone.
Is he asleep?
Oh, yeah. He's,
asleep. Oh, I know my favorite line in the whole movie, but I misinterpreted it.
Wait, what was your favorite line?
Favorite line. We wrote this in the note, you remember? And it's when Jack Sparrow is yelling at Will when he goes on the Flying Dutchman. And he's like, if you happen to get captured, tell them Jack Sparrow sent you to settle his debts. But he says it with such a like slur. Yeah. He's like, just tell him. I can't say it. You say it.
Well, I'm not to bleep it.
I thought it said, if you happen to get captured, just tell him Jack Sparrow sent you to sit on his dick. and I was laughing so hard because I think I was like going in the kitchen to get something and I was like, what did he just say? And Andre was like, settle his debts. And I was like, no, rewind it and think sit on his dick. And Andre went back and did it, and he was freaking dying laughing because I was right.
Because it sounded exactly like what she thought it said.
It was redonkulous and moly. So funny.
Okay, yeah. So that was that was back there. Jack, Elizabeth, and Norrington all make it out onto the beach. They start digging because the compass leads them to a spot, and they find the chest. And then Will rolls up on a boat on his little dinghy out of the ocean. And he's like, "Hey, look what I got! I got this freaking key!" And they're like, "Oh, cool."
I found my favorite quote. Can I say it real fast?
Yes, please.
Yeah, say it.
Elizabeth is like, "There will come a time when you have a chance to do the right thing."
Oh yeah.
And Jack's like, "I love those moments. I love to wave at them as they pass me by."
He's so ridiculous.
Louise loves it. He waited the whole interaction. He's like, "When's it coming?"
That's a great conversation.
It's very good.
It's very witty. They have some good banter.
Yeah.
As people from Essex would say.
Banter.
Yes. Essex, so basically. In their own ways, they all end up on this island.
Yes.
Where the
with
box
all the pieces
is.
They need.
Mm-hmm.
It is Will Turner, Jack Sparrow, Elizabeth Swan, freaking Norrington, and also Dumb and Dumber
and
there.
Timon
Dumb and Dumber there too. Yeah, Timon and Pumbaa, they're there too. And they're all like wanting to get the box, and it's so freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Also, it kind of broke my heart a little bit when they first did open the chest and you see like all the love letters and like stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, some girl broke his heart. Yeah. Broke him heart.
Broke him heart.
He cut out him heart. Put it in the box. Feel no pain. Poor guy.
To my dearest love, Davy.
Davy.
It's just me, Davy. I'm David still out Jones. Here in this water, baby girl.
I don't think they talk like that in the Caribbean.
But I'm coming back to you.
Okay.
Exclamation point.
With little tentacles on.
Anyways. They all freaking want the chest.
Yeah,
and they all have their own, like, ammo. So, like, Norrington wants to get the papers and then take the chest there with the heart so that it's even better than the compass.
Right, so that he can get his job back.
I mean, Jack wants it because he kind of needs it, right?
To get
out of his servitude.
Mm-hmm.
Will wants it because he needs to go set his dad free.
So he wants to destroy the heart.
Yes. And Elizabeth is just like, why are these three men fighting over me? Basically.
Basically. Yeah, Elizabeth.
Must be hard, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is kind of like, well.
Oh, the heat.
I'm here to, yeah.
So funny.
They all start fighting and she's like, stop fighting. Stop it. But yeah, her motivation is kind of just to well, get her main man back. But now she's got all these conflicted feelings about man number two with the dreads. And then her ex-man is also here.
And once Davy Jones knows that they have the key, he's like, I got to go there, too, because mm-hmm. my heart is not safe.
Right.
So then he sends his henchmen there, too. It's a whole freaking
Go
fiasco.
Protect my Horcrux, please.
And honestly, these fight scenes were really, really good.
It was really
between
fun.
Between Beckett and Norrington and Sparrow. And Turner.
And Will, yeah.
Oh, where they're like, they're a triangle
they're
right there, too.
They're having
like
a three-way fight.
Their fights.
Swinging them
My
swords.
My favorite is when they're, like, finally up on the building, like, where the water well thing is, like, the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Sparrow's like, you don't want to kill me. You know why you don't want to kill me? Because I actually didn't ruin your life. It was him.
Will
he stole your fiancé. And he's like, ugh. And he, like, knocks down. He's like, dang it. The unfortunate part is, he's right! And then he goes and fights the other dude, too. It's so freaking ridiculous.
Very good.
Yeah, so the key keeps
changing
hands between them. But these three dummies have been fighting so hard that they forgot the actual chest, which is still on the beach.
So she has it.
Elizabeth has it. But Timon and Pumbaa over here, like, hey, your chest. Let's take that. It's got the treasure.
Hello, puppet.
So they get their meeting revenge on her. But then Davy Jones' homies, they all roll up. So they can set foot on land? It's just Davy who can?
I think it's just
Davy.
Okay. So he sends his crew out onto land.
It sounds so much funnier when we don't see Davy Jones.
It's just Davy.
Davy sounds like a normal dude,
when
right?
When Mr. Jones sends out his crew, they all show up and they start chasing Timon, Pumbaa, and Elizabeth, and they have to team up. So she takes both of their swords, and they start fighting these guys, and it's cool as they're playing
sword,
keep away.
Sword!
Yeah, with the chess and requesting swords
cool.
and tossing
Elizabeth's
to each other.
A pirate at this point. Oh, I mean, so sure. is Will.
Yeah,
they all
yeah,
are.
Yeah. It's big pirate time all the time. So yeah, all of this fighting is happening on this island. Eventually, the three homies, they...
Which three?
Norrington, Jack,
and Will, they make their way on this wheel back to the beach from the jungle.
And pause here. I think it's so interesting how there's two rolling action scenes.
Yes.
And They're not the same.
Yeah. This one's
so
better.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But like the first one was good.
The
too.
Rolling bone mm-hmm. cage. Fun.
And but like to have two in the same movie and mm-hmm. it still be like worth it.
And this one's like really cool. They're fighting on this wheel.
It's very cool.
For a long time. Like Will and Norrington are fighting on top of the wheel and Jack is inside of the wheel trying to get the key. And
he's
it's cool.
The worst hamster ever.
Yeah. And eventually like he grabs it and Will jumps down there and starts fighting him to
until
go and
it
that.
Ends in the ocean.
Yes. I think it
and
goes,
at that point they're so
before.
Wobbly that they're like, yeah, you. Yeah, we're men. Basically.
So at some point, I think it's Jack, he mm-hmm. got the key and he got the chest. He opened the chest.
Took the heart.
Took the heart
put it
out,
in him, sand jar.
Put it in him, jar of dirt.
Put and him then, in jar of dirt.
And then put that jar of dirt like in a little dinghy on the boat. Everybody else is making their way to the beach, and Jack starts fighting somebody for something. And Norrington goes to the boat.
And sees the sand on the boat, and he's like, huh? And he sees the chest with
somebody's
the key
been
in it.
Tampering with some
Norrington
sand.
Norrington ain't dumb. He was in the army or whatever,
he's a
the
Commodore.
Navy. So he takes the heart.
Commodore.
He takes the heart.
Takes him hot right down to
Dijon. Take him hot right down to Dijon.
So he takes the heart. He does that secretly. And
I
then,
wonder if that would like clog the arteries.
With all that sand in there?
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
He cleaned them hot later.
You think Davy's like, oh my God, I have heartburn for the first time in 250 years. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
So
you have to clean it out with the ocean water. That's salty.
Oh, salty. So Norrington, he's like, you guys go. Get out of here. I'm going to take the chest and I'm going to run away.
Okay, take one for the team.
I'm going to take one for the team. And he like books it out into the wilderness or whatever. And they're like, okay, cool. So peace out, dude. We did not want to take you
they
with us anyway.
They didn't question that at all.
At all. Dummies. So they all hop in the dinghy and get back to the Black Pearl.
Like, how does he expect to get off that island?
And they have the chest.
I don't know.
Well, who shows up? What happens when you put the Black Pearl in the water? Davy Jones, Flying Dutchman, right there to meet ya.
Right there to meet ya.
What happens when you're on with the blah,
blah. Get the triple cannons. Make them feel the fire.
Yes. But doesn't Norrington, he meets some of Davy Jones' crew on the island when he's running away too. And then, he just drops the chest and gives it to them. And then they realize that it's empty.
And they're like, haha, idiot. Stupid. They don't realize it's empty till way later.
Until way later.
So they're fighting.
Yes.
Because Davy Jones, I mean, he has the chest now, but he's like, I will destroy Jack Sparrow and settle this debt. So he releases the Kraken.
The Kraken again.
And this time, Will knows a little bit about it, so they're trying to be smart. They're loading up all the ammo, even the rum, trying to destroy the thing.
Even the rum. That was That was a very funny scene when they're like, we don't have that much much bullet powder. What else do we do? And Gibbs is like,
It's Will. He's all, load the rum.
Yeah, it's Will. He's like, get the rum, too.
And Gibbs, like, thinks about it for a hard second.
He's all, the rum?
Oh, my God, the rum.
And he's like, yeah, load the rum. And then he's all, load the rum.
They're like, oh, man, we about to die.
Rather die full of rum, I guess.
I guess. So, yeah, the Kraken attacks. And it's doing a pretty good job, but eventually
it's flinging. Oh, there's one scene where the Kraken grabs a person and it pulls him through the cannon hole and it like snaps him in half.
He's like
crazy. PG-13 for show.
Yeah, gross. Yeah. That was pretty gruesome.
I was like, oh snap!
For a Disney movie.
I mean, there's no blood, but the sound. It was like the.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Who did that folly noise?
Cracking a water bottle.
Probably.
Well, and it's funny too because we just talked about this off mic. Mm-hmm. Luis and I have been watching this Netflix. What do you call it? Like
documentary.
Documentary about video games. It's called High Score. And they apparently, back in the day, because video games weren't on the radar of a lot of peeps.
Parents.
parents and you know, lawmakers. Mm-hmm. They didn't have ratings for games.
They didn't
have
a regulatory board.
After, you know, I don't remember which one it was. I don't know.
Some game.
Mortal Kombat or something.
Or Grand Theft Auto or something like that.
Yeah, they... can't remember what it was called.
It's
now
the ESRB.
Yeah, so they came up with the board that does all that. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't do the like replicable violence.
Right.
So that's I think why Disney never has like
blood,
like straight gun blood, that type of stuff.
Yeah,
because that could be replicated, right? Like you could shoot someone, but like the Kraken.
Like, can't do the Kraken.
There's not a real Kraken. Yeah, I don't know if y'all didn't know, but there's no Kraken.
There Kraken, right?
Can't be
there
Kraken.
Are giant squid.
That was
squid,
interesting
though.
Because that kind of put into perspective like Disney what they violence. Can do.
Yeah. That's
like,
very interesting.
It's not the same. And even with Marvel, like
it's not. It's there's no blood. So that's why when I watched Mortal Kombat last weekend and they were punching each other, okay, they would punch someone in the side of the face. And that happens all the time in Marvel where they just move their face, right? They were punching someone and like so much blood was coming out where I was like, would that happen? Like I was like seriously confused because I never see that. So I was kind of like,
how sharp your teeth are.
Oh, like... what kind of punch was that? What made so much blood come out of their face? Like, but you're right. Like, I never think about it in that way, but that's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, this is a violent scene.
Because it is.
As the Kraken is coming through, it's grabbing people, it's tossing them out, it's cracking
snapping
backs and stuff like
half,
that.
Yeah.
And so they're all desperately trying to get a bullet through the powder, the gunpowder and the rum so that it can blow up the Kraken.
And yeah, but you can't just blow up tentacles. It doesn't work.
Right.
This was one of my first real anxiety moments in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they have this idea of like kind of creating a little bomb, like we're saying.
Good idea.
To shoot it and really get like the inner part of the tentacles or the lower part, I guess, like closer to the
they want thing. His tentacles to be really high up before they shoot him. But even in my head, I know that's dumb. It's still not enough.
Like they should have. Like that's, thrown it
that's
kind
of what they could do.
Right.
Shot
so
in, his mouth or
in
something.
This part, Will gets his legs stuck in the rigging.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The cargo
oh,
net.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was very stressful for me.
Where he's telling Elizabeth, shoot it.
He's like, shoot it. Just blow me up. And I'm thinking, I remember thinking in my head, like, oh, my God, don't shoot it. Oh, my God, don't shoot it. Don't shoot it. Like, you gonna die with the ship, too. Mm-hmm. You do not shoot
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. But she didn't because the gun went flying. That was what gave me anxiety. When they grabbed the gun, it went flying. Then the tentacle grabbed the gun again. I was like, oh, no, the gun. I wasn't really worried about Will. I knew they wouldn't kill him. But I was like, they need the gun.
Yeah. And then someone steps on the gun. Guess who it be?
Who it be? MF and Jack Sparrow, who had left and came back on his little dinghy boat.
Yeah, Elizabeth had seen him leave, right?
Yeah, she saw him.
And she was like,
She was like, P-U-S-Y, fool.
Oh my God.
I can't spell it. Bleep
the whole spelling.
I can't spell it. Okay, whatever.
So,
kids know how to sound out.
She called him a
Sorry, that was a long beep.
So Jack comes back, and he does very smooth move.
Jack is back,
right? Because he's the one that shoots it, right?
He flips up the gun. He's all, "I'm about to have my courage moment that she talked about earlier." Like, yeah, he's like, it's like in slow motion.
He flips
up the gun. He's like, blah, blah. And at this point, I don't know if you noticed. I noticed it this time, but Elizabeth Swann was so scared that she crouches down and puts her arms around Jack's leg.
It looks
like
terrified. It looks like a 70s movie poster.
My savior, type of thing. Where I was like, so this time I was like, oh, she's so into him. Like upon this viewing, that was the only time I noticed that.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you notice that?
Yeah,
this time?
I saw her grab.
I was
on
like,
his leg.
Dang, girl. She was like, oh, daddy, save me.
Better let go of his leg.
Yeah, she like wrapped around his leg. But he does it. He shoots it. It explodes. The Kraken goes away.
Yes.
And they're like,
yay.
For a little bit.
It's gone.
They know it's going to come back. Will is like, it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. We didn't kill it. So they decide to abandon ship.
Right. We got to go. It's time to dip.
And even Gibbs is like, we going to leave the pearl? And Jack's like, we leaving the pearl.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm getting out of here. I mean, Jack loves the pearl, but he loves himself more. So.
He definitely does.
Yeah. He's not going to be that captain that goes down with the ship.
Yeah. And Elizabeth knows that. So she corners him as everyone else is escaping. Mm. And she's like, hey,
this is the scene that messed me up. I was like, what just happened?
So what does she say to him?
She tells him, like, you came back. And he's like, I know. And she was like, you had your courage moment. Like, I knew I knew deep down that you were a good man.
Right, yes.
And then she, boom, freaking starts making out with him. An intense French kissing. And then you hear the little click.
Caribbean French
kissing.
You
hear the little click of the, like.
The handcuff.
The handcuff. And his face immediately changes. And he goes, you're a pirate. And she's like, the Kraken's only here for you. And he's kind of like proud of her.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you're a pirate. And he's like, that was kind of hot, but also crap. You know, like.
So,
and then who sees?
So Will, he sees all of this. the Kraken has arisen. So Will definitely saw.
Oh, he saw.
Elizabeth smooching all up on Jack Sparrow and didn't necessarily see her handcuff him to the boat.
She saw the smooch, and he handcuffs her. When she comes down, Orlando's like, where's Jack? And she's like, he decided to
stay behind.
Well, she makes him sound good. Yeah. I would have been like, I freaking handcuffed him to the boat. Like, if it was
right,
me.
Yeah.
Me too. I mean, I understand that she like wants to protect his quote unquote honor, but like,
I would have straight up said I handcuffed him.
You have
to
assume
boat.
That he saw, because look at his face.
Right.
Like,
and
he saw something.
And like, can't you placate him, placate Will a little bit, since you just condemned this other one to
because
death?
He's your fiancé.
Yeah.
I literally would have been like, I'm sorry, but I made out with him to cuff him to the boat. Yeah. Like, let's dip. That's what I would have said. Like, in my married life, and you would have been like, okay, let's go. Like,
right. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do
but
to survive.
But we realized, like, and in the third movie, too, or even the end of this movie, like, she does kind of have feelings for him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Obviously.
She's into it. She's like, he's got 17 gold teeth. I really like him.
Orlando's way better, honey.
So, so Jack, he's like, ah, well, the kid done good. I done turned
her into
a pirate.
They're going away, and he's immediately like,
that is so funny, the way he yanks his arm.
He's really trying
to
get out of
there. Get candles and, like, get his hand out.
Somehow, this fool manages to slip not only his entire man wrist and hand, but also all like six rings that are on that hand through the freaking handcuffs,
which are very, very, very large.
He's got gigantic, like 17 high school rings on this one hand that he's got.
Yeah,
he's won lots of Super Bowls.
he pulls them all out, and right as he does, the Kraken returns. It pulls its entire mouth up to the side of the ship, and it burps on him.
I knew that would freak you out, Emily.
All the juices come out. It's really nasty. But also, his hat, which he lost earlier in the movie.
He's like, oh.
Huh, cool, nice. And he puts
it
on.
Such an idiot. To the end, he is Jack Sparrow, right?
And then he has his cool hero moment. He pulls a sword out, and he's like, I'm going to jump into this thing's mouth.
He says, hello, beastie.
Hello, beastie.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
I remember, like, doing a scream
in
the theater.
Oh, I think basically the last 30 minutes of this movie, I was crying, but not like crying, but just like tears were coming down my face and my mouth was wide open because I was in shock.
Oh, yeah.
Like type of thing where I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And I remember my mom was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not okay.
So Will, Elizabeth, and the rest of the crew all make their way back to Tia Dalma's place, mm-hmm. and they have like a candlelight
vigil. It's
like
very quiet
for Jack.
It's really sad, actually.
They're all,
and they were talking about how good man goes down with the ship, and I was like, nah, homie, he got trapped. Okay,
he never would have done that voluntarily.
Never.
But yeah, they all are pretty upset about Jack's passing. Tia Dalma's like, hey, so
if you get him back, would ya?
Yeah, would you
go to the ends of the world?
Would you do
for
anything
him?
For this fool? Because we could maybe bring him back.
And
if
it's
you
sad because Elizabeth cries. Well, they all say yes, like the pirates, and then Elizabeth is like, yes, and Will looks at Elizabeth and he's like, yes.
Well, like, oh my God, come on! Can you? The fool's dead. Can we leave him dead so I could have my wife?
Then that's where the apparently triangle not. Is a little bit more for me. Because if I was Will, like, he doesn't say anything.
Right.
Like, if you were Will, wouldn't you be to me like, I just saw you kiss that fool.
We are not going to the ends of no earth to go get this dummy. Uh-uh. He's done. He saved us.
He done.
Praise Jack. It's over. It's over, Elizabeth.
Dang.
But no, they all say, yeah, let's go get him.
I mean, of course. It's freaking Jack Sparrow. He's such a character.
And so Tia Dalma's like, well, you're going to need some help. And whose boots do we see?
Stop.
Were you losing your mind?
Stop. The reason I was so mad watching this movie originally was because my favorite character is Barbossa.
Yeah.
And he was non-existent.
Nowhere to be seen.
But didn't you see the monkey when he jumped on the feet when they gave the monkey to Tia Dalma? The monkey ran into the room and jumped on some boots that were like at the end of the bed like this.
Oh, no, I didn't notice
See,
that.
You didn't notice that? I noticed it this time.
The monkey walk away, but I didn't notice the boots.
Oh, go no, back and watch it. So he's there. She's like resurrecting him.
I should have. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
You should go back.
But in this part of the movie, when he came on screen, I screamed. I was like,
yeah.
Because he is my favorite pirate ever.
Yeah, he's cool.
And
I love
so it was really fantastic to see him eating his apple.
His apple.
You know, he has his bushel
what
of
does he say,
thing.
Too? I can't remember.
I don't remember exactly what he says.
He's like, what up?
What did you say? What'd you say?
What up?
Something about getting his stuff, like, ready because they're going to get drunk.
Yeah, because they're going to the end of the world. The world.
But Barbossa is the best. And I think that was another thing where it freaking ended on that. Just, like, seeing Barbossa and you were like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you threw me with the emotional love triangle, then you threw me with the Jack Sparrow's dead. Now there's this angst going on between Elizabeth and Will, and then you tell me you freaking resurrected Barbossa, and then we went back into Disneyland. I'm talking about when I was in downtown Disney, and I couldn't freaking ride Space Mountain. I couldn't focus on anything. Okay, I didn't know what to do.
The trip was ruined.
Didn't know what to do. My goodness.
They also
scarred.
And this happened before Barbossa showed up, but they showed Norrington go back to Beckett and he's like,
yeah,
hey, what up? And he literally does this thing where it reminded me so much of Don Cheadle in the Avengers, in Avengers Age of Ultron, when he's telling the story at the party. He's like, boom, you looking for this? Because he drops the heart like right on the desk. And he's like, what up, son? My Commodore, what, dog? Let's go.
I got this heart in the bag for you.
Boom, you looking for this?
He's like, did you bring the compass?
That was so funny.
Stop, babe. You did that so good. Do it one more time.
Exactly like him.
You did. He did it so good, huh?
Boom, you looking for this?
It was the best. I love you so much. Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
And Don Cheadle is so ridiculous.
Yeah,
in that
he is.
So this is big time cliffhanger stuff. For
this was
for
the
Pirates
first
too.
Cliffhanger. I mean, I know that I Am Your Father was like a big deal. Whatever.
Right.
This was the one that I was like, WTF, I don't know what to do with my life. And then I was telling Andre once this movie was over upon this viewing, and I was like, and then I had to wait like 3 years for the next movie to come out, and I was dying. No, the movie came out the next year. I was so dramatic. I couldn't
it
even
felt
wait.
Like 3 years.
I couldn't even wait 1 year back then because it was ruining my teenage life.
Right.
Like, as an adult, okay, I waited a year between Infinity War and Endgame. I was fine. But as a 13-year-old girl, I could not hang for 1 year.
For 1 year.
And I think that this is the reason why I don't watch TV shows unless they're done.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be put on no cliffhanger no mo. Okay, I can't handle it.
No mo.
But you guys watch your weekly episodes.
We do, we do. That's some true. Things I do. But in general, and I don't do it, I would never do it before I met him because I did not like it. He just makes me freaking watch things. Let's it's go. Annoying.
We got to watch them when they come
the
out.
The new season of The Handmaid's Tale came out. Mm-hmm. And
Luis, are you waiting till it's done?
Well, Luis thought we were, and then we ended up watching episode 4, which was the last one that came out, and he was so mad. He's like, oh my God, I got to wait for a week. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's so the worst.
So I think he finally understands, like, oh, that's not good.
Like, I don't like waiting. Do I don't like waiting for things. Andre loves it.
I like being able to talk about it, you know, during the week when you're missing it.
Andre will be like, it'll make you watch the show for longer, and you're talking about it for longer. And I was like, I don't care. I just want to watch it all, and I can talk about it for 5 hours with you, and that's all you're going to hear out of my mouth.
I do realize that when I binge stuff, mm-hmm. I lose details.
Right,
because
I just forget it faster.
All at once.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not thinking about the previous episode, your mind's already on, like, okay, the next one.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I get it. I get it, but I don't like it.
This movie, Dead Man's Chest, was kind of reminding me of like a TV show because of those three distinct storylines that they kept interweaving back and forth with one another, and the fact that this movie is like 2.5 hours long.
Didn't feel like it though. I didn't think it was too long.
It didn't feel like
I wasn't like, ooh, I need to go to bed, because when we were doing the Star Wars movies, like especially the prequels, I was like, okay, we're halfway done. I'm going to bed.
It didn't feel like it was too long, but I was feeling the length for sure.
I was like, this story,
this Davy Jones pirate story, could be like a pretty good season of a pirates TV show.
Oh, for sure.
If they had decided to do it that way.
That would have
been. Well, especially if it was 2 and 3 together.
Right, exactly.
In like one full season.
Well, because like one can be a standalone. You can just watch one and 100%. Not do anything. But 2 and 3 are related.
Yeah,
it's like movie 1 and movie 2.
Indeed.
You know, like they're together. And then 4 and 5, maybe we just won't talk about those. You know? So 6 is coming out one day.
Less said about those, the better.
So did this movie make money? Because I bet it freaking did.
Indeed it did. So, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, it had a budget of $225 million, which is a lot.
For 2006.
But it had let me do these separately. It had a domestic gross of $423 million.
Oh.
And then it had an international gross of $642 million. So worldwide, it made $1.06 billion. Buckaroonies. This is big money.
For a sequel.
This is
the Pirates franchise was huge.
This is the highest. This is the one that made the most money, is Pirates 2. And it's kind of depreciating after this one.
I think it was a combination of two things. I think the first one was so good that people were like, of course I'm going to go see the second one. And say I went to see the second one and I was like, oh my God, because of the way it ended.
Then
I was going to go tell all my friends to see it, even if they weren't interested in
it.
So I think that's why it did so well.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. So yeah, it made
and I'm gonna watch it again. I might watch 3 this weekend just because I need some closure, you know?
Yeah, it made big buckaroos. And because of that, I was assuming that this was like higher rated as a movie than the first one as well. That
Can you remind us what 1 had first on Rotten Tomatoes?
I believe let me look it up real quick.
I'm pretty sure I gave 1 a 9, like if I'm being honest. Do you remember our ratings from the first one, babe?
I think I gave it an 8.5, and I think you gave it a 9, and Luis also might have given it an 8.5, and Emily...
That face, stop.
I don't remember it, but
we gave it good ratings, in other words.
We rated it quite high. Mm-hmm. So the first Pirates on Rotten Tomatoes.
He always says that.
That's because I'm stalling.
Well, I can't roll my tongue.
That's because I'm stalling because the page is still loading.
Rotten Tomatoes.
So on Rotten Tomatoes, the first movie had a 79% on the tomato meter.
Disagree.
With an 86% audience score.
Okay.
So I thought the second one was going to be higher, but it is not. The second one has a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know. What's the audience, though?
A 72%
critic consensus.
Score. The critic consensus says...
That's a 53?
It says, gone is Depp's unpredictability and much of the humor and originality of the first movie. That's all it says.
They were only judging freaking Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I guess. Let's see. One of these Bad One says, the new plot has all the appeal of a seaweed sandwich, being dark, salty, and indigestible. That's from Anthony Lane. this other one says, in the second film, calculated commercial interests, which are generally guaranteed to kill off genuine audience enthusiasm, have won out.
I don't agree with any of this at all.
Vague.
Yeah, well, these are all like snippets of their
I don't
of their
agree
full
with
reviews.
Any of this at all, and I'm pretty sure that most of... Let's see. If I'm thinking about the people I was friends with at the time or, like, my family and everyone, I think we all thought this movie was good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
If
and,
not
and
amazing.
I have fond memories of this, of
yeah.
this movie.
So yeah. I don't agree with that at all, and I'll give my rating first. If you're saying that I gave Pirates 1 a 9, this one hit me a little harder. So for nostalgia factor, I will give it a 9.5. For that alone, it's probably a 9 still. But because I have just such a connection with it and, like, the nostalgia factor and how I felt that every time I watch it, I can go back to that feeling because I associate it with that, I'll give it a 9.5.
Okay.
Luis.
9.
So good, dude.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't agree with any of those scores.
Is that weird? Reviews.
Michael Lane's commentary.
Michael Lane. Anthony Lane.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Masterway.
Emily, your score.
Emily, your score.
9. It was very good. I really enjoy Pirates.
I don't have any faults to say about it necessarily.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about Hans Zimmer, like banger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which is the original, but yes.
It doesn't matter. What was this one?
It doesn't matter.
So Hans Zimmer was just a consulting music director guy on the first one, but he actually composed the score for this one.
You can tell the difference too.
Yeah, you can.
Not that the first one wasn't great, but this one just hits harder.
Yeah. It's more, it has more of like a deeper like bassy feel, and it's at the perfect moment where it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they, what do they call that? Like the
crescendo?
Where it's a recurring theme. Is it just a recurring theme throughout wherever they kind of throw it in and then fade it out, where it's like that recurring theme? Ooh, that hits me to my core.
The core.
I love it. Yes, Emily, you're right. Hans Zimmer is brilliant.
Yeah, I'm going to give this movie a 9 as well. I think I like this one more than the first one.
It's a sweep right there with the nines.
Yeah, the action scenes in this are top notch. I really enjoyed all of them. And I think it's funny. I think that
I don't get why they're saying that Depp wasn't as funny.
I think they felt like maybe the natives attacking and that stuff was a little like ham-fisted and stuff like that. I'm not exactly sure. I didn't read all of these reviews or anything like that.
I mean,
that was my least favorite
take that
part
scene
of it.
Out of the movie.
Sure.
Like it wasn't uber necessary.
Right.
But it was fine.
But it was. It
didn't
dimension.
Ruin it.
No, it didn't. Right. Yeah, it showed it dimension to the crew.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
was
true.
Able to.
It moves the storyline along a little bit.
Yeah, and it kind of introduced all of our old characters in a more interesting way than just being there.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was fine.
I enjoyed it as well. Yeah, I think all these naysayers are saying too many nays.
Movie.
So, yes, this was good stuff. And we will come back to end this Pirates trilogy in the future.
I'm sure we will.
But first.
I bet our listeners are happy that we did a requested movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, next for.
Oh, yeah. You want to say what we're doing next week,
for our
Emily?
Next episode.
What musicals are we?
We're going to have you guys choose.
She doesn't remember.
What
no, I remember. Andre sounded like he was ready.
Oh, he's ready. Okay. Yeah. Andre's ready.
We're going to have you guys choose what we are going to watch.
We haven't done a vote in a while.
Yeah, we haven't done a vote in a while. We're only giving you two choices.
Say what?
There are two,
only two choices.
Non-Disney musicals, okay?
That are on Disney Plus.
That are now on Disney Plus. We're giving you the choice between The Sound of Music.
That's all I know.
Or The Greatest Showman featuring the Wolverine himself.
Hugh Jackie Jackman. one of my favorite actors.
Yes. So,
Mary Poppins.
Oh yeah.
She's great.
too.
Yeah, it's Wolverine versus Mary Poppins. Which one do you want to see?
Wolverine versus Julie Andrews. Oh wait, Hugh Jackman versus Julie Andrews.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yeah, Julie Andrews isn't going to do well against Wolverine. But so
you choose so Julie Andrews out of respect. But like, what movie do you want us to watch? Let us know.
Head over to our Instagram. We're at the Walt Vault Pod on there, and vote in our fan vote post that will go up at some point between the 2 weeks that it takes for us to
if
get
you
want to
hear
out.
Michelle say the greatest showman the whole time, then you need to wear this.
I say showman. Paprika. The greatest showman.
No, this whole time you've been saying showman.
I have. I'm so sorry.
Paprika. Paprika.
Paprika.
Paprika.
Yeah. Go there. Tell us how you pronounce paprika. Slide into our DMs. Send us a message. Send an email to contact@thewaltvaultpod.com. We'll read your message on the show.
Do you know what an incel is?
Emily!
I do.
Emily, you can't.
Yes, I can.
That was a pre-podcast session.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a huge conversation. We did not know what it was. I just want to know.
We just
want to
know if you know. If you know, then you know. And if you don't know.
If you know, you know. And if you don't, Google it.
If you don't, then you didn't listen to episode 2 of Andre Knows Everything, where Lord. I talked about him. Okay, you guys, that's been it for this week. Support us everywhere we are. Make sure you're subscribed. Leave a rating. Do all
are
that good
Chad?
Stuff. Are you a Chad or are you incel? Support us on Patreon. We're patreon.com/thewaltvault. We got extra content over there for you. And we have merch on our Bonfire store. Check the link in the description to get yourself some cool Walt Vault gear. That is it for this week. We will see you next time for some musical goodness. The vault is now closed.